Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is, by the way, among AM stations in the United States of America, the most dominant format. How about them apples? I don't think we needed a survey to tell us that. Did we?
No.
We knew that.
We got the sense of it all.
Okay, speaking of getting the sense of it all, Victoria Jones is here to make sense of what's happened this past week in the News Talk Radio world. This is a special feature, something that's done every week at this time. We have a potpourri of experienced hosts joined us. Frequently it is Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, who's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is the ops director, that's technical inside stuff. Management is his thing.
You see all the buttons.
Yeah. He's a suit.
Right. Yeah, he is a suit. Yeah. Well, at least it's sport.
Or as my friend Liddy used to say, Gordon Liddy, uh-oh, management.
Management. Right, exactly. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and the People List at number 10, the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder. I don't know anybody who talked about the continuing story not warranted here because of the Kurds that are in positions of power in Saudi Arabia. It just, I don't mean to make it, you know.
There was this 60 Minutes interview of the, whether the Sultan of Swing of Saudi Arabia whoever he is.
Exactly. So, Sultan of Swing.
I don't
and what did he say?
Very nice.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he said, "I know nothing. I know nothing."
His name,
well,
Sergeant
that
Schultz.
and he said, "I'm responsible. I have all this responsibility. Thank you for the response, everybody." That was it.
Right. The arrogance, and this is a Western thing, because in the West we don't cotton to the way they do things, even though we certainly help shore them up because we buy all their oil, and he's pals with everybody who's in power here, there, and everywhere. And so you have to choke on the hypocrisy, at least I do. You look at the world leaders, whether past or present, who all kind of cozy up to these phonies, these bums that run Saudi Arabia, the royal family that splits among them. The average income royal family in Saudi Arabia is in excess of $300 million a year. So the fact that we protect that, us, the United States and Europe, the people that buy, and we don't even buy that much from them anymore. We're pretty much oil independent. So I don't even know why.
Why do we have to be strange bedfellows if we are being independent, right?
Right.
Well,
yes.
Rich? Because.
Rich. Is Rich.
Rich. Pressure's on, Rich.
Yes. The world oil market is basically the new gold for the world, right?
Yeah.
And oil dictates what the value of everybody's money is. And so while we are still energy, or almost energy independent, their oil has a huge effect on what value of money is. So in China, in Europe, in the Middle East, all of the money is still based on a lot of their oil, and that's why it's important to us, because if the world currencies dive because of Saudi Arabian oil, we get hurt.
All right, Rich,
Richie, you just said something really succinct, and that something? Is that Rich is saying then is that Saudi Arabia is our oil 401k?
The world oil 401k.
Okay.
We
yeah,
all
the world
are.
Oil 401k. We have sent troops to Saudi Arabia, which might sound like dear because there are some difficulties in the Gulf. That is being seen in Iran as, oh, good. That's great, because Saudi Arabia is the home of Islam's holiest sites. And in other words, it is the caretaker of Islam's holiest sites. It does not own them, Mecca and Medina. And Iran acknowledges that. But you send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia, Iran can now say, if it wishes to any radicals, look, Americans going to Saudi Arabia, the home of Islam's holiest sites, what are they doing there? And that's the kind of message that that bin Laden used. Now, I'm not saying that Iran can use that or has used that, but it is a troubling thing.
World
potentially.
Religion.
It's very
so
complicated world.
Suck. Religion, people that are nutcakes about their religion. Just, well, Rich, but your words had very special power. That was very good. Thank you. Not that yours
did. Mine did, actually.
Yeah. And by the way, Victoria, Funky Cole Medina is one of my favorite songs, so I'm glad we were able to look that in.
Right. Number 9 on the story list is working our way toward number 1. We won't spend an equal amount of time on each of these, but there are some that cry out for examination or conversation. Immigration reform, the FAIR event. Richie, did you go over that?
No, but one of the hosts that was there,
who was
Sergio
there?
Sanchez
Benson?
From KURV, stopped by here just to say hello, and he was down there and said it was crowded, busy, and very interesting.
In what way? Interesting immigration conversation.
You know, all of these border state radio stations come here every year to talk about immigration reform and try and hold their feet to the fire and make sure that laws are passed and upheld to secure our borders. And for them, it's a great activity in that they get to talk to the legislators, they get to talk to the policymakers, the wonks, and make sure that something is being done so that when they go
back
to their
own. Okay, what's being done?
I don't know. I didn't go. What I'm telling you,
I used to go.
Is
remember
that
when I went?
You know what? I went for
years
in a row. I went for years, and it was the same old thing for me.
Right, it was.
But what these stations do is then they can go back to their listeners and report, listen, I spoke to our congressman such and such. Yeah. This is what they're working on.
Yeah. Anyway.
I live in Virginia.
Bothers what? I live in Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the board, it bothers me that you know, Richie, you've been closer to me on the radio than anybody for years, and this has been one of my big things. I went to that FAIR thing for 4 or 5 years. Nothing is getting solved.
Exactly.
2 million people a year are coming into our country. We don't know where they go.
You and
we don't
I
know
went
what
to
they're
this
doing.
Thing, and Victoria went to this thing, and Rick, I'm sure you've been there. And after five or six years of being there,
it's the same old thing.
They're still coming across the border.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the fault of FAIR necessarily.
I think
you can speak about legislators more than anything else.
No, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here. Time for us
But are we going to come back to bayonets, alligators, and snakes? Oh my.
Oh,
at some point.
Yeah, give Victoria 60 seconds on this, because this is really good.
Yeah,
it's
go
so
ahead.
Great.
Yeah,
because we know that President Trump says things like this. President Trump talked in meetings about, because he was getting increasingly frustrated with what was not being done on the border. So he mused about having a moat filled with water and poisonous snakes and alligators.
He also talked about,
and so they looked into the pricing on this, which isn't much actually, because alligators are down there, so poisonous snakes. He also mused about shooting migrants in the legs to slow them down. He also mused about soldiers having bayonets to presumably spike them.
I see.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
Shooting them in the legs maybe is not the best thing in the world, but you know.
But the moat with the alligators.
But the point is, nothing is being done. Trump ran on this. He's worked on it. He's tried to do things, awkward, difficult, ridiculous as they are, or seem to be, and yet nothing is done. Is it the will? Are we on the wrong page here? Is it the will of the American people that all these people come like ants out of an anthill into our country, scatter everywhere, take jobs from Americans, and just they vote for whoever they want? They're not even registered. They're not even legal. Drive cars, kill people, all of that stuff. Is that okay with everybody?
Let us speak to the Congress about this.
Yeah,
they're the ones who have...
What the hell? They're not doing anything, but
they're the ones who appropriate their own nest. The aid. They appropriate the aid. They have repeatedly blocked the aid for his wall.
Yes, they have.
It's nobody else.
But the wall isn't the only way to do this. Somehow or other, put the screws to Mexico and have them stop. Put the screws to Mexico.
That's been done a little bit.
Not a lot.
Well, it has. No, they've got about a 39% decrease in the illegals coming over the border because of his...
It's better than it was.
To Mexico. Yeah.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, who is the founder, the creator, the inventor, if you will, CEO at MyPillow, would like to continue to give back to the people who listen to this program because you have, thankfully, bought a lot of pillows. That's why they
I just left MyPillow to come here and be with you. I'd rather be back with MyPillow.
Would you really? Okay,
yes.
Richie. Well, sorry about that. You can get deep discounts now on all the MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Look, click on the new radio listener specials and understand what is there. Here's the latest. Not that they have pillows and mattresses and mattress toppers and sheets and all that stuff. They are bringing back the BOGO offer. Richie, you know what the BOGO offer is?
Buy one, get one free, Doug.
You're brilliant. That's exactly what it is. Did you just pull that out of your ear?
I did. I had no idea.
Buy one, get one. That's the offer now at MyPillow. Everything there in the pillow department, you get one at the regular price, second one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash these pillows. You can dry them. Use them. They're very... Replace all the old crappy pillows in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and get these deep discounts for all of MyPillow products. The buy one, get one free opportunity right now at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV for the radio specials. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fright Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here on our weekly overview. What's going on in the world of news? Talk Radio, the big list, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com every single week. Here with me, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. We go over a lot of these stories with the nuance she has. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Over the years, I've always thought that Jensen was one of the, I don't want to use the term, it sounds simplistic to say one of the better hosts. Delaware is a fascinating political state, and you are a contrarian, but you do it in a gentle, much more gentle way than some of these ham slashers that are around, ham and eggers on some of these national shows. And you sent me something that really attracted, I just actually read it over again. You sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. And now, I'm looking at this again, talking about advocacy. Remember, Richie, we've all talked about this. When you were a host, Victoria, on the air every day, you were more of an advocate than you were politically tuned in, if you will. I believe advocacy on the radio, advocacy for popular causes, the so-called vox populi, is really what the strength is, even though it's kind of gone by the wayside with the advent of Limbaugh and what he's done. Not bad. It just isn't what it used to be, nor is it anything that really helps. It's interesting to listen to, but what good is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, you have sent me some information about advocacy, the platform for organizing. You want to tell us a little about what you do and how you do it? Maybe you give us an example, because I think it's great. Frankly, it's
we all hear about things we'd like to change and think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could change that? And if I come across something that affects me that way and I find a group of people who are willing to actually do the work, because I'm just a mouth, I have a platform, then I will sometimes help them come up with a marketing plan to actually promote the idea and affect some change.
Give us an example of how you've done that.
Well, one example is we had this thing called the stupid diploma. We had a three-tiered diploma. It was an idiotic idea. And this way, colleges could say, oh, look, this kid just got passed up and down. We thought, that's stupid. How about just teaching the people? So there was a group of people, teachers as well as those at the PTA, who wanted to change this. And the short version is I embarrassed the governor, and we were able to exact some change without actually having to go and create new legislation ourselves. Yes, and so I did it with a number of things. Right now I'm working with an attorney to give him all the publicity and help I possibly can as we fight for financial compensation for people who are wrongfully imprisoned. Delaware doesn't have that, and I think we knew that, needed to do that, especially when you have some of these prosecutors who are
Did you have some guy who was jailed for 39 years?
39 years, yes. And Emeka Igwe is the name of the attorney. He fought to get this guy out. He's out. And the man released, it was on my show, we talked a few times, he's kind of mellow about it. And I thought, wow, I wouldn't be. I'd be looking for blood. Yeah. Right. I'd be skinning people alive, man. Yeah.
I love the idea of a stupid diploma. Do you know who'd get it this week? The stupid diploma this week goes. Go ahead, Victoria. You've probably
Saying go on. Who gets it this week?
The woman who went into the cage in the Brooklyn Zoo with a lion.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine anything more stupid than that?
Yes,
how did these people even function? What's more stupid than
the
that?
The woman who got up at the town hall meeting that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had for climate change.
Yeah.
And started saying, we only have months left. We need to start eating the babies.
No.
Look it up.
No.
For real.
Here's a new feature with Doug Steffen. Every morning, Doug Steffen, the stupid diploma of the week.
Eat the babies.
Yes.
You're the inspiration for that. Thank you. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here with us. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 95 years old, and I keep getting compliments why I'm in such good shape, and it's balance of nature.
I'm taking the balance of nature. I love that stuff. I could take balance of nature instead of coffee.
I just love my fruits and vegetables. I feel better, and I take it every day religiously. I think you know something? I feel a little bit of improvement. I really do.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited-time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now as we continue to clarify at least our thoughts. Maybe it crystallizes your thoughts, some of the big issues of the week. The survey is done by Talkers Magazine every week. The staff, they're listening to a lot of important talk radio programs, local and national, the hosts and the stations and come up with this list. Number 10 is Middle East, sort of. Number 9, immigration. Number 8, climate change. So maybe the best way to cap this, we were just talking about the how we come up with stupid people and stupid things. So this may be the dumbest thing of the week, and it does pertain to the climate change issue. Apparently, AOC, who is anathema as far as I'm concerned to any right-thinking, and I don't mean right of center, I'm just talking about anybody who's got any common sense. Anyway, so she has a town hall meeting about climate change, and here is one of the prominent pieces of audio from that town hall meeting.
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
No, a little salt and pepper on my...
No. Now, wait, Rich, isn't there already a hashtag for this on Twitter?
There's already a Twitter account called @EatTheBabies.
Great.
Wow. Trump tweeted this, and he said, well, sounds like a normal AOC supporter to me.
Of course. I mean, it's just fodder. The woman is not so.
Of course.
All right. So that's climate change for this week. Next.
You have to decide whether this was a troll, a plant, or whether this is just a real sick person. AOC treated it like it was a mentally disturbed person and took it as we need to support mentally disturbed people. And
we do.
The right should not use this as a joke. This is a serious problem, mentally disturbed people.
Mental illness is a big problem in this country, and it is not being treated properly. I agree with her. Maybe
may
that's
I
the only
sing?
Thing in the world I agree with
her. Yes, please
sing, Victoria. Wait. Yes.
If you eat the babies, we will all come up.
No.
Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. You can hardly wait for this to air on your station, right, Rich? I mean, Rich McFadden is here.
I can't even talk now.
Well, okay, numbers. I'll save you. Next. On the countdown list, as we squeeze here, number 7, Facebook. Who thinks that Facebook ought to be broken up or any of these? There's a move afoot now by some congressman wanting to break up these huge tech companies like Google and Facebook. Is that a good idea? Yes,
did it with the phone companies.
Yes, they did. Look what happened. All our service is so much better now. Isn't it? We have Verizon. If there is, other than maybe American Airlines.
We have competition is what we have, and that's the important thing. Because
we don't have competition. What are you talking about? I have no competition. I can't vote anybody else here. Verizon is it.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any competition. I would like some because I'd like to tell Verizon to go screw. But I can't because there's nobody else here. So there you go, Rich.
Talk to your local.
And by the way, you were the one who told me.
Talk to the hand.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Rich.
Yes.
Was the one who told me to use Verizon because they were the most reliable. So now that I think about it, this is all your fault.
I've been using Verizon for as long as you have, and I have no problems. It doesn't matter what service you use, it never works right.
That's okay. And in the red corner.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, next. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I was just consider this. So you have politicians that want to break up companies, and are they going to be the ones picking which ones are allowed to compete?
Of course, they do a perfect job of that. Right,
who's going to get loans and grants from the government?
Here's the dilemma, and just like with the phone, they control our speech.
Yeah,
it is a town hall, and they have 100% control over it. Yeah. And the algorithms, they can say whatever they want. I work in this stuff every single day, and it's...
Yeah.
I won't go there.
All right, number 6 is the verdict. This policewoman in Houston, Miss Geiger, who got sent away for 10 years because she walked into supposedly the wrong apartment, shot the guy who was there, killed him, and said, oh, I was in the wrong apartment. She was noted for her racist comments. Many people think she got off easy with 10 years. I don't know what to think because there was another piece of audio floating around this week from somebody else who had, and I'm trying to remember what it was, real racist stuff. I don't know. I don't even understand. Again, people have been around me all my life. I don't get racism. I don't get that we're not, why people understand we're all pretty equal. You know, you say, now, black people are not as smart as white people. Bull crap. It's what they're exposed to. It's what the opportunities
are. People of every color.
Of course, look at listen. We just heard a stupid white woman from Sweden.
You're right.
All right. Anybody?
There's a lot of this.
It was the right decision.
There is.
It was murder. It was the right. It was absolutely the right decision. At the very least, it was lousy, rotten, no good police work. Even though she was off duty,
awful.
She has a gun. She has a responsibility. You're on the fourth floor. I know we saw the stuff about whether they thought he had a red mat in front of his door. She doesn't have one.
She
killed the guy.
Yeah.
It was murder.
She walked into the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was eating ice cream.
Did anybody see the, I saw some video actually earlier today of some fight between police and kids in a school. I think it may have been in Massachusetts. They had a big race riot. The cops go in and start throwing everybody around, and the kids start beating up the cops. There was a whole thing, and the cops were yelling all kinds of racial stuff.
That's called Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Rich.
Oh, no.
Number five, the presidential election or race, the 2020 candidates. I think the story here this week is Bernie Sanders and his stint getting put in. I think that's the story. I don't know what you guys think, but that's what I think is the story. Under so much pressure, so much stress. Guy's 75 years old. Doesn't look good. Hasn't looked healthy.
Do we know that it was under pressure? But it doesn't matter, you see. It doesn't matter whether it was under pressure.
But all of a sudden, he had to sit down, and then they examined him and found his aortic, the upper aorta is blocked with plaque. So they had to go in with a stent, open it up, and get the blood to flow again. Now he says he feels fine. He's going back on the trail. But he's way down. If you look at some of the polls, the New England polls anyway, Warren and Biden are
Warren's
tied pretty much.
Right.
He's got half the support. You know, these characters like Kamala Harris, she's got nothing. She doesn't deserve anything, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, go ahead.
Victoria, I'd love to get your take on this. I saw a quote this week, a story this week, saying that if Warren gets the nomination, the Wall Street Democrats are going to sit on the fence or even support Trump.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. I think she's smart enough that she knows how to talk to Wall Street Democrats.
Yeah, she's an egomaniac. I don't agree with that.
Well, I know you don't
so
like
far,
her.
So far she's been saying, we're going to take all your money and we're going to regulate your companies.
No, that's not true. I voted for Hillary Clinton. That's not fair to say that.
Okay, okay.
No, that's not fair at all.
All right.
I'd vote for you if you were running for something.
Thank you very much. I'll run for cat catcher.
I vote for my daughter, who, if she ran for something, she'd
all
be
right.
Fabulous.
Let's go back to Elizabeth Warren.
But you're not going to vote for Elizabeth. By the way, Richie, you'll be surprised to hear Megan has an Elizabeth Warren sticker on her car.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's very funny. I think she's very, very smart. And I think because she understands the economy, she understands New York Democratic people on Wall
Trump
Street.
Will
she knows
eat
how
her
to talk
alive
to them.
With Not the Pocahontas in, thing. That'll
oh,
be the
he,
end
he
of
plans
it.
To. He plans to. He but she's planning for that. That's the only thing he's got on her. And she's not afraid of him. She's made
she's
so many missteps
you know
with that.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's made
all
a
right.
lot of missteps with that. That's her weakness. But she's not afraid.
She's the best
she's
the Democrats have. What a shame it is, frankly.
I
would vote for Joe Biden if he were running. I would. I would never have said that or thought I'd say it before. Richie won't. He'll vote for Trump. And
yep.
you probably
they've got
too,
a weak field. I agree
yeah,
with
they
you.
They do.
It's
awful.
A weak field.
Yeah. Well, because the news media screws up anybody who's any good. Where is the like of Michael Bloomberg, who would make a fabulous president? Well, he's not going to put up with this crap, and so he doesn't. But, he'd be a fabulous I think he'd be a fabulous president anyway. All right.
Fabulous.
Speaking of fabulous, the doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. There have been landmark human trials conducted, a lot of standards. There are a lot of people who have problems with glucose. There are a lot of people who are pre-diabetic or have type 2 diabetes, or like me, like to eat a lot of ice cream and cake. And so if you're in that there's a pretty wide swath with that, about 35% of the country is right there. You need to check out Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. What is it? It's a very extensively studied supplement has 10 ingredients that are absolutely guaranteed to help lower type 2 diabetic problems, the sugar levels of your blood. Carolyn, the reason I get enthused about it is because it's all natural. Contains no drugs, just 10 powerful glucose balancing ingredients. Take it from me. I'm taking this because I want to protect myself. I'm a sweet guy and might have a sweet tooth. So for that reason, I am on Carolyn. You can get there too. Carolyn.net. Take it every day. Right now, you can get $20 off your first bottle of Carolyn. Visit the website, Carolyn.net, use the coupon code DJV, and get $20 off the first bottle. That's Carolyn.net. Curb the problems that you have from liking sugar. That's the way to do it. Carolyn.net, tens of thousands of people have already found this out. Use the promo code DJV, get on the bandwagon, save your, well, you can keep the sugar cravings, but just get rid of the sugar in your system. Carolyn.net, $20 off with a promo code DJV. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen reviewing the stories that made the max list for the week of September the 30th through October 4th. Number 10, the situation with Khashoggi's death and what happens in Saudi Arabia, which basically is nothing at the hands of his being murdered. Number 9, continuing conversation about immigration reform. That's a horse that's been beaten almost to death. Climate change, another one. Facebook. Break it up or not? Number 7. Number 6, the Texas verdict for Officer Geiger. Pretty much everybody knows that story. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, economic situation, stock market, etc. The missile test the North Koreans pulled at number 3. The Hong Kong demonstrations in China at number 2. And Ukraine and impeachment. Number 1, that's the story list here this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine.
Fitness and calendar apps can improve our lives, but apps can also help you achieve financial goals, with some offering personalized help. For example, a free new app from LendingTree could help you find savings opportunities while reducing financial anxiety. Not only can you check your credit score, you can receive tips to improve it and get notified when you're in range for a better credit card or loan rate. Plus, it offers tools for cash flow management and savings alerts for monthly expenses. Find it at the App Store or Google Play, or visit LendingTree.com. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit AddictionResourceCenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers, the People List. This is the result of all the work done by Talkers folks, the editors, and who are the people that are most front and center in conversation. Number 10, Mohammed bin Salman, who was responsible for the death of the previously mentioned Jamal Khashoggi. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Number 8, Amber Geiger, got convicted of murder in Houston, Texas. Number 7, combination of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, Bernie and his heart problems this week, and Elizabeth getting to almost be at the same ratio of voter approval as Joe Biden. The premier of China, number 6, the premier of president of Ukraine, number 5, Nancy Pelosi is 4, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani tied at 3, Joe Biden and his son at 2, and Donald Trump makes the top of the list again, the People List from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the number 3 issue on the story list from Talkers is the North Korean missile test. Come on, why waste time talking about that? It's the same old, same old.
Because
number
it 2, was a submarine test.
We came out of the water instead of off the land. Big deal.
And but the big deal fishing. Is that they're harder to spot. That's the deal.
Okay. Hong Kong demonstrations. The Chinese have got their hands full with this, and they know it. Number 1, who has their hands full with this one? Ukraine and the impeachment thing and whether Joe did it or he didn't and his kid and all of this crap. At the end of the day, what is it really all about, Alfie? Take a shot, Victoria. We'll go around the table here. We got about 30 seconds. Help yourself to 10.
Well, this week Trump called on China to investigate the Bidens. Who's he going to call on next?
Rick.
Oh, you got. Okay, it's going to hurt Joe Biden, and I have not yet heard anyone say exactly what sort of crime might have been committed. Have they articulated that?
Rich?
It's our government's job to investigate crimes. Go
yes, it is, and they're doing such a fine job of it. Thank you all for being here. Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Victoria Keelan, she's here to summarize, in essence, what the impact was of all 5 of these, starting with the new voice for Alexa. There are 2 voices from the same person, I guess, in the way of starting the explanation of how Sam Jackson's involved in this, yeah?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is lending his voice to Amazon's Alexa. And so during the big event last week where Amazon unveiled all their new products and services, the company announced that Samuel L. Jackson will be the first celebrity voice for Alexa, for that's their virtual assistant. And they use neural text-to-speech technology, which is kind of cutting edge. And it will be, and there will be both an explicit version and a clean version when it comes to Samuel L. Jackson's voice. The Alexa skill will cost 99 cents as an introductory offer, and after that, it will be $4.99. And so Samuel L. Jackson is the first.
A month to get the whole thing?
$4.99 to purchase that for I don't think it's a monthly fee. Samuel L. Jackson is the first official celebrity voice for Alexa. Back in 2018, a lot of people remembered the Super Bowl commercial where Gordon Ramsay and Rebel Wilson and Cardi B and Anthony Hopkins were all called on to fill in for Alexa when she lost her voice, and that was a really popular Super Bowl ad, and that commercial won multiple awards. And so in 2019, they did another Super Bowl ad that featured Harrison Ford, Forrest Whitaker, and astronaut twins Mark and Scott Kelly. And so now they've decided to officially hire Samuel L. Jackson. And you can have him do all kinds of things.
I wonder what
tons and tons of money, I'm sure. But you can have him do all kinds of things, and he will even swear. If that's your thing and you want to hear Samuel L. Jackson use some naughty language, he'll even do that for you.
Hey, just watch one of his movies and you get the gist of all of that. Number four, counting our way to number one, in the terms of top tech stories this week, Uber.
Yeah, Uber's had a really rough time in the press recently, mostly for safety issues and for rider and for passenger safety and all kinds of lawsuits. And Lyft has just as many. It's not like I'm not choosing one over the other. Lyft has just the same problems. But Uber said that they're going to be testing a feature that will let passengers who feel uncomfortable record their driver's voice and then report the incident right through the app. And so this is a tool called Record Audio, and it's for people who are uncomfortable with the ride. This feature appears in the part of of Uber's new safety toolkit that includes sharing the trip status with family and friends, so your people in your life know where you are along the ride, and that's a really important thing. And this is also it adds contacting police if something happens. Uber also rolled out Ride Check. That's a system designed to flag unusual events, like if the car takes a very long stop or if the car crashes. And things like that, and that alerts police right away. So Uber's trying to make it a bit safer for people, but they really need to do more background checks, I think, on the drivers, because that's where the problem really stems from.
Does Uber do delivery as well?
Uber Eats, yeah, they do delivery of food, yeah.
But not the same sort of thing that UPS does. The number three item this week is UPS and a new delivery system. I guess that's what you'd call it, yeah?
Yep. UPS is the first official carrier to get the certification from the FAA to operate a full drone airline. And that will they've been testing out drones in specific areas. Now they're going to have an entire airline, and they're starting with healthcare. It's kind of cool. They're actually making deliveries to hospitals all around the country. They've been testing it out with that. Now, this means blood donations, organ donations, things that need to get to a hospital a lot faster than in a car. And so it's actually, so far, the program has really worked well. They're going to be then moving outside of healthcare. And so right now, it will not be flying in any commercial airspace or anything like that. Right. So the FAA is definitely keeping a close watch on where the drones go.
Right. Okay, number two is when I think of Rhino, I think of either the animal or the record company, and I don't think either of those two things apply to this insurance company, right?
No. So Rhino is an insurance tech startup, and what they do, it's kind of a novel approach for renters. What they're doing is they're trying to get landlords to, they write insurance policies for landlords. So instead of handing over a security deposit, which sits in an account that doesn't really draw any interest, and it takes it takes so many billions of dollars out of the economy, Rhino wants to have landlords let people take a monthly insurance policy that can be as low as $3 to cover all of the costs of a security deposit, which I think is a great idea.
All right, number one, DoorDash.
DoorDash. DoorDash had a big data breach, 4.9 million users affected. Go on, log on to DoorDash.com if you have an account and see what they recommend.
59 past the hour. Thank you to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are the big technology stories of the week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated.
not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Aimed at quashing violence and pro-democracy rallies. The ban, which took effect Saturday, triggered chaos for a third straight day in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Pro-democracy member of Hong Kong Legislative Council Claudia Mo says this could be the very last constitutional fight on the part of the pro-democracy lawmakers.
In the name of law, they're trying to hurt the people, and they try to quash the opposition. If this emergency law just gets passed just like that, Hong Kong will be deemed into a very black hole.
Iraqi officials say seven anti-government demonstrators have been killed in ongoing protests in the capital of Baghdad and 17 others wounded. The seven were killed Sunday in Sadr City, where hundreds were gathered trying to break through a security cordon to head to the city center. A snag in contract talks between General Motors and the UAW. Union members were told that there would be a doesn't look like there's going to be a settlement soon, as that strike enters its 22nd day on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A herd of wild elephants was swept away by raging waters in a national park in Thailand, drowning six elephants while rangers helped steer two of the animals out of a deep ravine.
This is the sound of gushing water spilling out to form a waterfall in the Khao Yai National Park, which is known as the Ravine of Hell. Staff at the park discovered the carcasses and two surviving elephants after dawn, who were apparently struggling to reach a dead calf. Park rangers helped lead the two elephants from the ravine and said they will monitor their condition throughout the week. The waterfall was closed off to visitors while officials removed the carcasses. The park is home to about 300 wild elephants and is part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site forest complex. I'm Karen Chama.
Tunisia's moderate Islamist party appear to be heading for victory in parliamentary elections. The rival party of a jailed populist tycoon was also claiming to come out on top of Sunday's voting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former Yahoo software engineer has pleaded guilty to hacking into accounts of some 6,000 Yahoo users in search of sexual photos and videos.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Reyes Daniel Ruiz admitted in court that he mostly targeted accounts belonging to younger women, including his personal friends and work colleagues. Prosecutors say once he gained access to Yahoo accounts, he was able to compromise iCloud, Facebook, Gmail, and other online services in search of private images. The 34-year-old stored the material on a private computer that he destroyed after his employer noticed the suspicious activity.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Ruiz pleaded guilty to one count of computer intrusion. He faces 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in February. Police say two men opened fire inside a bar in Kansas City early Sunday, killing four people, wounding five others. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production which gets us around, we wrap ourselves around, if you will, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Basically, he's in charge of the talk medium. That's it. Pretty much the bottom line is he's in charge. He's put in a place of responsibility that no one else has, nor could they take it. And so he's here to run with it for the next hour. You can find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We'll go through the story list first and the people list as well. Michael, would you like to start with, you know, we always do the story list first. Is that more important than the people list? How do we judge these lists in terms of importance or impact?
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting. I don't think there's any empirical truth about any of this. I think it's all kind of sloshy, and it gives you kind of a thumbnail overview of what's going on. So I'd say they're both important, or maybe they're not that important, because as we're speaking, the world is changing, and the most you can do is have a rear-view window of even what's happening at present, because things change so fast. So if you want to start with the people, we can do that. Let's start with the people, just to shake it up a little bit.
Shake it up a little,
But I don't think there'll be any psychological damage or consequence to those listening to this one way or the other. Yeah. At number 10, we have Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, or whatever, and Jamal Khashoggi. At number 9, Mark Zuckerberg.
The relationship between the two is that he killed him.
Right. You see, this is maybe why better the story first.
Yeah, maybe.
Know what I mean? Because it's this is like the afterthought of who the people who were involved in the tale. But
we can tell the story with, you know, they're tied together, certainly. That's for sure. All right.
And at some deep level in the universe, we're all connected. Yes, Amber Geiger and Botham Jean and Tammy Kemp are at number 8. At number 7, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Xi Jinping. At number 5, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi. At number 3, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. Now, here are the stories.
Rudy!
This is like Jeopardy. We're doing
I'm trying to figure out who's getting impeached here, Trump or Rudy.
Rudy? Rudy is now the world's mayor. He used to be.
Yes, he is.
He's like the mayor of the world.
Yeah.
What an interesting career path that fellow has taken, huh?
Yeah, a lot of money after he was a politician, man.
Wow.
I remember
when he was a district attorney on the way up and kind of an interesting character in his youth.
Not very good. He wasn't a very good mayor either, but he certainly has parlayed it because of September 11th. That's really what it gave him his boost.
I'll tell you something. The combination of Rudy Giuliani. Remember, I'm a partial New Yorker. I've lived in New York during
the '70s,
and I grew up in New York. So New York is one of my homes. Yeah. And I have to say, although in principle I'm not thrilled with Rudy Giuliani's politics nature and the way he is, his whole persona. He really was the right guy at the right time in New York City.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, he and Bloomberg did a heck of a job. I hate to say cleaning up the city, but it was a mess.
You
couldn't go down the street without being harassed.
But it wasn't
Giuliani.
It was Bill Barrett, Bill, the police commissioner.
But the police commissioner answered to Rudy.
I know.
Rudy was tough. He was very tough. Whatever. It's all ancient history now. Although they have their own issues there with de Blasio being the mayor, quite a far cry from Giuliani Bloomberg. And then Bloomberg. Yeah. Okay, let's go into the top stories. We have the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder happened this week at number 10. At number 9, the mainstays, immigration reform and gun control. At number 8, climate change and health care, also a couple of mainstays, sort of at the bottom of the chart because there wasn't a lot of oxygen for a lot of topics. The number one topic and the number two topic just dominated. At number 7, Facebook in the news, a lot of different stories about Facebook. Number 6, important story, the Geiger verdict and race relations. That's a tragic story on so many levels. It really is horrific. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. That's a tragic. No. At number 4, economic jitters in the stock market. Number 3, the North Korean missile test. They lobbed another missile into the air and it landed off the coast of Japan in the water. And number 2, we have the 70th anniversary of the Chinese communists taking over China. 70 years.
Mao Zedong.
Yeah, however you spell or pronounce his name, that's changed over the year. Mao Zedong. And Hong Kong demonstrations this week turned a little more violent, unfortunately. And then at number 1, you can have 10 topics under this umbrella alone, the Ukraine controversy tied with the impeachment inquiry. And that's a snapshot of what we've been talking about in America on talk radio this past week.
News Talk Radio is our focus here. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week printed at Talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is. Lots of other fascinating things regarding this format, personalities, et cetera, et cetera. You can follow it and spend a good deal of time educating yourself as to not only what's going on in the business, but what's going on in the world. So I want to talk about Michael has been a very busy boy the last couple of weeks. We'll talk about some of those things and how they impact some of the things you've heard on News Talk Radio. First, though, I'd like to help you lose some weight. And I didn't mean that for Michael. I'm saying in general. This is all about losing weight. This next 60 seconds is devoted to those of you who are healthy but yet not as healthy as you'd like to be because you got an extra inch or two or three, or maybe you have an extra 30 pounds you want to get rid of. There are stories at calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can see the story of a man who lost 103 pounds, but it didn't happen overnight, because successful weight loss doesn't happen overnight. You can go on crash diets, you can do crazy exercises, you can have an operation, you can do all those things. But does the impact last? That's the question you ask yourself. Is this lasting weight loss, or am I getting into a fad, and will it come back again? Unfortunately, the answer to that most of the time is, if you're not paying attention, it'll come back again. That's where Calitrin comes in. You don't lose the weight and keep it off without a focus. And the focus that Calitrin has put together, an all-natural concoction of collagen protein, aloe vera, there are all kinds of natural things that help you promote lean, healthy muscle recreating itself on your body. And that happens a little exercise, but you got to push the fat out. And that's what the collagen protein does, the main ingredient of Calitrin. So this company that's been in business, by the way, for about 30 years, has been very successful. Once people realize that they got to stick with the program, you get on it, you stay on it, your body starts recharging, remaking collagen, and then after 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, you can take it on your own. So plan to stay with the program and lose the weight, keep it off, be successful, be another success story. Go to Calitrin.com, order now. There's a big sale. Use the DJV code to get free shipping and a big discount. That's the way to do it. Lose the weight, feel good about yourself the all-natural way with Calitrin. Find it and the deals at Calitrin.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
All right, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, that's the focus. Michael's been busy. Last couple of weeks have been full of events that have been covered in Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com. One of them was the annual meeting under the auspices of FAIR, which is an immigration, and I bring this up because immigration is number 9 this week on the countdown. The stories continue. I used to go. I went 4 or 5 years in a row. And I found it didn't really suit the needs of my listeners anymore, even though I believe immigration is still, if not the number one issue, certainly number two. And so you have a lot of hosts. Tell us about what happened at the FAIR event in Washington.
Well, there were about 72 hosts from around the country on a radio row.
Yeah.
And broadcasting from a hotel right down the street from the Capitol on Capitol Hill with lots of ranchers and sheriffs and congressmen and media pundits and, you know, hundreds of guests on these shows. I was brought in as an overviewer and a guest. I did about 30 interviews and talking about immigration reform. Of course, what made this one interesting, it was right in the heart of the announcement of the Democrats' formal inquiry into the impeachment of Donald Trump. The Ukraine story was breaking. So everybody wanted to talk about that. So there was discussion, obviously, about immigration reform because you had all those guests there to talk about immigration reform. But a large percentage of the shows were devoted to talking about the hot topic, which was impeachment. And it turned out to be a really fascinating radio row. I have a ball at that thing because I go from station to station to station. Right. And talk about you know, they all say, let's take a break. Let's take a break from immigration. Let's talk to Michael Harrison about life and media and all that. Plus, I like to talk about immigration. I think it's an important talk radio issue.
But is it getting us anywhere? Trump is being, you know, this was his issue, and he hasn't been successful. Not that he hasn't tried, or maybe he hasn't got the right, who knows. But did that come up as part of the conversation? How, you know, is it a Trump fest, or is it somebody, group of people looking at this objectively to try to figure out what to do?
There are many different points of view among the conservative hosts. Most of the hosts there were conservative.
Yeah.
But there are many different levels of support or lack of support for Donald Trump among the conservatives. They're not all in lockstep. You know that, too.
Yeah,
and,
I know. Yeah.
And right now, more than ever, there are people that are, you know, marginally dissenting from being totally behind Trump. They still would rather have Trump than anybody the Democrats have. So you hear a lot of people saying, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. I hope he wins, but I wish he would blah, 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 that type of thing.
Well, what it brings up is something that I'd like to talk about when we come back again. The number five issue this week on the story list is the presidential race and how the weak field of Democrats is faring against Trump. I have a special interest in farming and agriculture, and Trump is failing miserably in that area. But I want to see how we play one against the other from the talk radio point of view. 21 after the hour.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back now again with a focus on News Talk Radio, the number one format on AM radio. There's no question about that. I don't think anybody ever who knows right from wrong or good from bad or up from down thinks there's anything that even closely challenges the format on AM, and it's becoming very popular and much more prevalent on FM stations as well. The people who you know, the disservice here, I'm going to just do a little shop talk, Michael, if I may, with your permission and with you. The disservice that's paid to listeners by the federal government letting these wonderful strong AM signals wither away because of interference We all know there were powerhouse people. We grew up in an era when the 50,000-watt non-directional stations could be heard all over the country. Now it's all static and crap, and you can't get the government to do anything about it, even though it's the government's fault, because they've let so many other things interfere in the atmosphere with the pure AM signals. So it's very disturbing to me.
Well, I think I think to use a term that you can understand, that cow left the barn.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think there's much can be done about that.
Not
However,
now.
I do believe the upside of it is that all in the digital era, and everything is digital. FM has the same issue in terms of people listening online, and talk radio is big on satellite. Talk radio is big in podcasting. It's big on FM. It's big on online. So I think we're beyond that discussion. I think that the democratizing of the media, it's a hard word to say, the democratization of the media is causing programmers to have to start raising the bar about content. It was, you know, when you have this 50,000-watt signal and everybody's listening to it and it's the only one on the dial, it jumps out, you know, and all that, it gives you a sort of an unfair advantage over other good programs. Now everything really is theoretically equal, and you're judged on the content, as Martin Luther King would say, the content of your character.
Yeah.
And the content of your programming is what really makes the day. You can have a teeny little signal in a little place nowhere and have a worldwide audience because of the internet.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, now, with that in mind, one of the other things that you and Talkers Magazine sponsored this past week was a, for lack of a better term, town meeting in New York City, with a lot of guests, a lot of talk hosts, and it was under the auspices of you at Talkers and Epoch Times.
Yep.
Tell us what that is before
we put on a talk media forum on U.S.-China relations. We joined forces with an international newspaper called the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times had been around since 2000. It was started in New York by Chinese Americans who wanted to put out some type of news to counter the propaganda of the communist Chinese that have controlled mainland China for 70 years. So it's an anti-communist, pro-American Chinese newspaper in 30-some-odd languages now around the world.
Really?
Controversial. Some people don't like them for various reasons. I like them for the right reasons. I like them enough to have hooked up with them. They're experts. They're experts on what's going on in China. And China is our enemy. It's a frenemy type of a thing. So basically, we pulled together the biggest experts we could in talk radio and from the Epoch Times to do a 90-minute seminar on everything you need to know if you're in the media about the U.S.-China relationship, because it's going to be the big topic for years to come.
Yeah. And so you were, now this is available. People can watch it and hear it at talkers.com.
Go to talkers.com, folks. If you're interested in this, it's the best thing you'll ever see, at least on this subject. In 90 minutes, you'll have a Ph.D. on the subject.
Right. That's talkers.com/Epoch Times, I'm going to guess.
Or you can find it. Talkers.com, and it's on the homepage.
Right. You see there's actually a picture when you go to talkers.com of the event of the panel. So check it out at talkers.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
New information, tried and true information. It's all part of our weekly get-together. The charts for the week of September 30th to October 4th are in the focus here, plus ancillary conversation about other things that are going on in the news talk radio business, courtesy of the expertise and experience that Michael Harrison has from the Talkers Magazine pages, not literally, because it's all online. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Hello, and welcome to our overview of not only the lists, but things that are going on. You know, the Epoch Times thing, if you don't mind, I want to spend one more minute on that.
Sure.
Again, the radio and television, Talkers Radio and Talkers TV, you can see this at talkers.com. It's only an hour and a half, well worth the educational time if you're into that sort of thing. We all ought to be into our, the collective ought to be into our relationship with China, because whether you know it or not, and I'm going to get off, this is not why I wanted to go on for another minute, but I'm now thinking about what I do because of my connection to agriculture and the weekly show that we do, The American Family Farmer, which focuses on what is going on in family farming, not big ag, but family farming. And unfortunately, Michael, what's happening is that big ag, which is connected to China in no small way, and I don't know whether that came up. I guess the reason I'm asking or bringing this up is because I wonder whether agriculture came up in this discussion with our relationship with China, because they are buying up farmland in America. They are buying up farm production facilities for various things. They're in the pork business. They're in the meat business. And I wonder if that, the food supply, if that was part of the conversation.
No, it didn't come up, but the tariff war came up as being damaging to farmers. And in terms of things that we consume, the drugs, the fentanyl and opioids are largely coming from China.
Yeah.
And it's part of their plan to poison us.
Well, let there be, whether you're being facetious with that
or not. No. We went through all the different levels of how 21st century warfare, where it's not military warfare, although they did roll out their missiles during their 70th anniversary parade, and there were shots fired in Hong Kong this past week.
Yeah.
But
they
that
had a big
aside,
problem with Hong Kong, by the way.
But that aside, the kind of warfare that we're involved with China in the 21st century is warfare that is not military warfare, but rather business and surveillance and control and economic and brainwashing and espionage and surveillance. And it's insidious. And it leads to control. It leads to control.
And we're asleep at the switch. Absolutely, completely asleep. And that's why this was a fabulous service doing this. We ought to do more of these things. I wish I could somehow orchestrate this. The programs I do are not quite in league with that sort of discussion to that length. But I would certainly do something like that. When it came to agriculture and what they're doing, I'd love to know
something.
But
we're going to be doing more issues of this nature.
This is a right. This,
and you'll be involved.
The food purity issue. Not only this week, the Chinese influence, but there's now a big issue. I don't know if you knew this or not. This is just probably outside the top 10 with meat and how it's being labeled. Do you know that the federal government is allowing imported meat from South America to be labeled as such that the people who buy it think it's American beef, and nobody's the wiser? And unless people, you know, some of the old, what do we call them, Vox Populi hosts, I love that kind of radio. If we're going to do that sort of thing, get to the heart of what really is wrong and what you can do to fix it. People don't know anymore. Things like they go to the grocery store and they buy the meat. Well, you don't know where the meat comes from anymore. You don't.
Right, right.
And that kind of stuff is dangerous, I think. It's bad.
There's no question it's dangerous. And this type of consumer information is important. The problem with talk radio is that everybody basically is talking about the hit topics. That's what we celebrate here in this program.
Right.
So the key, one of the keys that I try to do in a secondary level is promote certain topics as being important. I have to admit that I have been involved in promoting the idea that talk show hosts should be aware of China. A year ago, you didn't hear this kind of thing.
No.
Talkers has been largely involved in raising consciousness about the Chinese threat. And it's not one that we have any, you know, agenda other than having talk radio be relevant about what's important.
All right, let me go one step further with that, and then I want to go to number two, which is a focus on China and Hong Kong. I have appeared on a television cable channel called RT America a couple of times, and other talk radio people have been on that over the years. Hartman's been on it, Lionel, Holland Cook. There are a number of people that have shown up on RT America. And when people realize that it's sponsored by the Russian, RT means Russian television. My daughter
It's owned by the Russians.
It's owned by the Russians. So last week when I did that hit on farming and the sort of thing that I do there, my daughter said it was horrified that I was on RT. And, you know, it has become a propaganda. It's subtle, but it is kind of, they like to take shots at American government and American traditions. And it's sort of, I guess, a brainwashing if you're not aware of what you're.
Well, there's a difference between an American medium attacking the government and a Russian medium attacking the U.S. government.
Yes, there is. Yeah. That's the point.
Yes.
In part. All right. Let's talk about number two this week, the story about the not so much Chinese communism, but what's going on in Hong Kong. I believe, and I wondered if you talked about this at the Epoch Times forum, this is a real problem for the Chinese. They don't know how to deal with it, frankly, obviously, because the riots continue. Normally, they just squash and kill everybody that was in the way, but they can't. They don't dare do that here. So did that come up? Was that part of
it? It was a major part of it.
Was it? What did they say? How did that?
Well, I mean, the people that live in Hong Kong are American friends. They're friends of America. Yeah. They wave the American flag. They sing the American national anthem. They want freedom, and their freedom is being eroded because of the complex history and legal situation in terms of the governing of Hong Kong. It's really under the control of the communist Chinese, but they're regulated to giving it a certain amount of freedom, which they're taking away. So the people in Hong Kong are brave, they are unified, and they're not going to stop. And the communist Chinese have their hands full dealing with these insurrections around the world, not to mention in their own country. So they're only gripping their power with even more, you know, vigilance. And, you know, they're desperate. They're very, very dangerous, the communist government.
Oh, yeah. Everything equals danger over there.
Yeah,
and you know what? To couple it with the 70th anniversary, it's only taken them 70 years versus, look at the history of America. We are 250-something years in the making.
Yeah, we're a long way into it. Of course, we're talking about the government is 70, and our government is 200-plus years, but the Chinese as a nation have a culture that goes back 5,000 years.
But did the culture end up being, was it their culture that led them to be communistic?
That's a very complicated question. And, that's a very, very complicated question. I'm sure to some degree it does play into it, but not to every degree. I mean, is it the culture's fault that countries sometimes fall under the yoke of a fascist government? Is it the culture of Germany that led to Nazism? Was it the culture of Italy that led to Mussolini's fascism? Was it the culture of Cuba that led to Castro's tyranny?
Yes. I think the answer to all those are yes. In my
I leave it as a rhetorical question in response to your question.
Okay. All right. Certainly food for thought. When we come back, we'll talk about the continuing focus on impeachment and who's stumbling over what. I think you can couple that with a discussion of the presidential race in general and who's doing what to whom here. In the meantime, I have some information that's very important for those of you who have type 2 diabetes, those of you who may be pre-diabetic, or maybe you're just like me and you like ice cream and cake and a lot of sugar in your diet because you don't have any other vices. The doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control is now Curalin. New to the market, fabulously successful because it is all natural. You go to the website, Curalin, Curalin, Curalin.net, and see the stories of all the people who are leveling off their blood sugar because they're on to this stable, fabulous, phenomenal dietary supplement called Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. This product addresses the issue, and there can be no negative side effects because there are no drugs involved. 10 all-natural products that have been tested till the cows come home, if you'll pardon the expression, but they've been tested, and approved and certified to be absolutely the best quality, and it is all natural. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need to fight the problems that diabetics have and pre-diabetics have and people who like sugar. Let's go to Curalin.net. As a matter of fact, I've arranged $20 to be taken off your first bottle of Curalin to get you started. Use the coupon code DJV. You don't need doctor's approval. You just need to know what's going on in your body and address it with Curalin. At Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, $20 off the first bottle. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are finding that finally there's an easy way and a natural way to be in control of your blood sugar. Curalin.net. Buy with confidence using the promo code DJV. From Talkers, the People List. This is the result of all the work done by Talkers folks, the editors, and who are the people that are most front and center in conversation. Number 10, Mohammed bin Salman, who was responsible for the death of the previously mentioned Jamal Khashoggi. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Number 8, Amber Geiger, got convicted of murder in Houston, Texas. Number 7, combination of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Bernie and his heart problems this week, and Elizabeth getting to almost be at the same ratio of voter approval as Joe Biden. The premier of China, number 6. The premier of president of Ukraine, number 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. William Barr and Rudy Giuliani tied at 3. Joe Biden and his son at 2. And Donald Trump makes the top of the list again. The People List from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its 5th anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen reviewing the stories that made the max list for the week of September the 30th through October 4th. Number 10, the situation with Khashoggi's death and what happens in Saudi Arabia, which basically is nothing at the hands of his being murdered. Number 9, continuing conversation about immigration reform. That's a horse that's been beaten almost to death. Climate change, another one. Facebook. Break it up or not? Number 7. Number 6, the Texas verdict for Officer Geiger. Pretty much everybody knows that story. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, economic situation, stock market, etc. The missile test the North Koreans pulled at number 3. The Hong Kong demonstrations in China at number 2. And Ukraine and impeachment. Number 1, that's the story list here this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. All right, so here we go with a wrap on the impeachment inquiry. Number one this week is impeachment and Ukraine, and I think it ties in with the presidential race. I think the Democrats are very weak in their approach. I mean, the whole thing is weak on both sides. Don't you think, Michael? What do you get out of all this?
I don't know whether it's weak or not. When I read the polarized press and I listen to each side makes such a strong case for itself that you feel like a pinball bouncing from one to the other. When you watch CNN and MSNBC and read the New York Times and the so-called liberal media, boy, I mean, it looks like Trump is just sinking under the weight of his lies and his deceit and his corruption. And when you follow the story through the Republicans and you follow the conservative media, they make a case that every president has done this and they're out to get him and that they're not going to stop at anything. And there's Trump derangement syndrome. I've never seen anything quite like this. And the truth of the matter is that he might win election more so because of this than not. It's so murky, Doug. If you look at it objectively, I don't know what to really think other than to observe its murkiness and that phenomenon that I just described.
You do a lot of talk radio. Do people ask you who you're voting for? Ever?
Never. They don't dare.
Never ask you. No. Excuse me, they don't dare. Well,
they
I get that.
Dare.
Let that be a warning to you. Don't ask Michael Harrison who he's voting for. I think it's better if we can. I think it's better radio, frankly, if you don't know.
Well, my whole basic premise is I try to be as nonpartisan as possible
right.
without losing my teeth. In other words, I'm not a wishy washy.
Right. The MH interview this week, Judith Regan, well known publisher. That ought to be a good conversation.
It's a good one. One of the best we've ever done.
Right. MHinterview.com. You can find it at talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
There's something to be said about longevity in the service industry. And in the business of solar, one company comes to mind. Powerhouse Solar, serving Redding and the North State since 2003. At Powerhouse Solar, we're experts in solar power systems, off-grid, and hybrid systems. If you've been considering solar for your home, your pool, an off-grid, or hybrid system, there's only one name to remember. Powerhouse. Powerhouse Solar. In Redding, call 275-5600. And see more at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along now with our next portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show being a feature on the thoughts of Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor legal beagle expert. He's all over what is legal and what isn't, and I like to pick his brain about some of these stories. So if you look at the charts from Talkers this week, I guess the impeachment thing, what else can be said legally or otherwise? The reason I ask you is because it looks like all of these guys are up to their Mickey in questionable activity, whether it's Biden, whether it's Obama, or whether, and you can say, well, it's worse with Trump. I don't know how to measure what's worse, frankly.
Well, it is easy to measure. There are, it is certainly disheartening to see the the politicians involved in things, but there are better and worse, and frankly, you know, Biden may have some issues, but the idea of him forcing out a prosecutor to protect his son in the Ukraine is just totally wrong and misleading. This was an action by a lot of leaders, and it had to do with the fact that this particular guy, the prosecutor, was not doing his job. He wasn't prosecuting. I'll tell you, you want some good news about one of these FOBs?
Yes.
in Congress?
Yes, please.
Which didn't get a lot of play. The insider trading laws, which apply to you and me and everybody
else.
Oh,
that was the guy who resigned the Republican.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Carson,
tell that
Collins.
Story.
Yeah, for years, the insider trading laws didn't apply to congressmen. And you can go back to 2008 when we had the massive financial turnaround. And Congress was worried. First of all, Congress was pre-warned, and some of those congressmen then used that information to make money. And then they were passing laws, and they were using that information to make money. Well, it wasn't really until a 60 Minutes piece uncovered all of this that Congress finally passed a law to limit insider trading.
Only because they were shamed into it, not because it was the right thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. There had been a bill put up by this really honest congressman for years. He couldn't get anyone to do anything.
You know who it was? It was Joel Heffley from Colorado.
Yeah.
He did so many things. He was the most honest guy. I remember having him on my program. I liked the guy a lot. He got run out of Congress because even though he was a Republican, he was the chairman of the Ethics Committee, and he was responsible single-handedly for getting rid of Tom DeLay, one of the crookedest politicians to come out, if not out of the state of Texas, to be in our modern times, and he got thrown out by the Republicans because of what he did to get rid of DeLay.
Well,
anyways, go ahead.
This guy, Collins, he used his inside information on a pharmaceutical company for his family to avoid about $800,000 in losses. And it was all of this, no, I didn't do anything wrong, and I can't wait for my day in court.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
right.
Of course, his day in court was, I'm sorry, I did it, and I'm resigning. So he gets
bye-bye.
Some good news.
Right. Number six this week on the countdown is a focus on the verdict with Officer Geiger.
Well, you know, I don't know. I've watched some of the videos, even the hug between the officer.
That was the best part of it.
And the brother. Yeah. I mean, it was really seemed very, very genuine. You wonder how it could happen, but you know, everything I saw said it was a tragic mistake. And you know, the instructions to the jury were such that they could have actually found her guilty and let her off with 2 years if they thought it was some crime of passion. The prosecutor wanted 28, and the jury, I thought, came to a pretty reasonable number of years for 10. In Texas, you have to serve at least half of that.
But there seemed to have been a rumor that she may have been involved with this guy.
You know, I don't know. You hear so much stuff out there. I haven't seen anything to really give any meat to that, so I can't comment.
No. All right, 30 seconds. I don't know what we'd say. The Khashoggi murder, and it was a year ago, and the fact that...
And nothing's been done, and Saudi Arabia hasn't been held responsible.
Nothing.
And shame on us and the UN and everybody else for just letting this go, just... give up for the oil.
All right. So I'm going to give you a little listening info. If you're interested, there's a fabulous piece on it's all over YouTube, a woman who suggests that the end of the world is coming and we better start eating our babies. If you want to check that out. That's some weekend homework for you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio.
Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Salem Radio Network.
This is a governance thing.
Going well beyond its impact on next year's election. Evidence, Talent says that elements inside the FBI conspired to gin up false charges against Donald Trump in the 2016 election.
And I think there was a pretty unique set of circumstances where they were highly tempted to cross the line, and I think a number of them did.
Talent says it's vital to the integrity of the country that any such corruption be exposed and rooted out. Bye, new reporting.
Talks between General Motors and United Auto Workers has hit a big speed bump. UAW's vice president says the doubts there will be a settlement soon in the contract dispute that's entering its 22nd day on Monday. The union says GM responded Sunday by reverting back to an offer that had been rejected previously with few changes. Democrats are being criticized, by the White House for issuing subpoenas about contacts with Ukraine.
After a week of fast-moving developments, House Democrats demanded documents from the White House as they pursue an impeachment inquiry. Presidential Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham derided the subpoena as coming from a Democratic kangaroo court. A separate subpoena requested extensive documents concerning Vice President Pence and his contacts with Ukraine. A VP spokeswoman said, given the wide scope of the subpoena, it does not appear to be a serious request. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kansas City, Kansas police are looking for two gunmen on the loose after they opened fire inside a bar early Sunday, killing four people, wounding five others in a shooting that is believed to have stemmed from an earlier dispute at the establishment. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Matthew Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Trump administration's announced it's holding imports of clothing, gold, diamonds, and other items believed to have been produced with forced labor by companies based in Brazil, China, and Malaysia, as well as some gold mined in eastern Congo and diamonds from a region in Zimbabwe.
An official at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Brenda Smith, said her agency issued orders to immediately detain the goods at U.S. ports of entry for further investigation. The move comes amid a wide-ranging trade dispute between the U.S. and China, which has led to new tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods. Smith says the message here is that one of the ways the U.S. and China can collaborate together is to ensure that forced labor is not used. She said the companies can re-export the detained shipments or submit information to show they're legal. Jeremy House reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The homeless man suspected of beating to death four other homeless men and leaving a fifth in critical condition early Saturday in New York City is now facing arraignment.
Did you kill those four guys?
24-year-old Randy Rodriguez Santos was taken from the precinct for a psych eval and DNA. The killings were spread across several blocks in Chinatown, and police found him nearby, still carrying the metal bar covered in blood that they say was used to beat the four homeless men in the head and critically injure a fifth as they slept on the street.
The motive appears to be, right now, just a random attacks.
Chief of Manhattan South Detectives Michael Baldassano.
No one was targeted by race, age, anything of that nature.
Police say the oldest of the four men killed was 83. They also say Santos has been arrested at least half a dozen other times in the past 2 years. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is, by the way, among AM stations in the United States of America, the most dominant format. How about them apples? I don't think we needed a survey to tell us that. Did we?
No.
We knew that.
We got the sense of it all.
Okay, speaking of getting the sense of it all, Victoria Jones is here to make sense of what's happened this past week in the News Talk Radio world. This is a special feature, something that's done every week at this time. We have a potpourri of experienced hosts joined us. Frequently it is Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, who's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is the ops director, that's technical inside stuff. Management is his thing.
I oversee all the buttons.
Yeah. He's a suit.
Right. Yeah, he is a suit. Yeah. Well, at least he's sporty.
Or as my friend Liddy used to say, Gordon Liddy, uh-oh, management.
Management. Right, exactly. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and the People List at number 10, the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder. I don't know anybody who talked about this. I think it's a continuing story. Not one just to be referenced here because of the Kurds that are in positions of power in Saudi Arabia. It just, and I don't mean to make it, you know.
There was this 60 Minutes interview of the Sultan of Swing of Saudi Arabia or whoever he is, and they asked him directly.
Sultan of Swing.
I don't know.
And what did he say?
Very nice.
What did he say?
He said, I know nothing.
His name,
well,
Sergeant
that,
Schultz.
And he said, I'm responsible. I have all this responsibility. Thank you for the responsibility. Good night, everybody. That was it.
The arrogance, I guess maybe, and this is a Western thing, because in the West, we don't cotton to the way they do things, even though we certainly help shore them up, because we buy all their oil, and he's pals with everybody who's in power here, there, and everywhere. And so you have to choke on the hypocrisy, at least I do, when you look at the world leaders, whether past or present, who all kind of cozy up to these phonies, these bums that run Saudi Arabia, the royal family that splits among them. The average income of the royal family in Saudi Arabia is in excess of $300 million a year. Okay? So the fact that we protect that, us, the United States and Europe, the people that buy, and we're actually, we don't even buy that much from them anymore. We're pretty much oil independent. So I don't even know why.
Why do we have to be strange bedfellows if we are this close to being independent, right?
Right.
Well,
yes.
Rich?
Because.
Rich. Is Rich.
Rich. Pressure's on, Rich.
Yes. The world oil market is basically the new gold for the world, right?
Yeah.
And oil dictates what the value of everybody's money is. And so while we are still almost energy independent, their oil still has a huge effect on what value of money is. So in China, in Europe, in the Middle East, all of the money is still based on a lot of their oil, and that's why it's important to us, because if the world currencies all of a sudden take a dive because of Saudi Arabian oil, we get hurt.
All right,
Richie, you just said something really succinct, and that is that I was going to say that what Rich is saying then is that Saudi Arabia is our oil 401k?
The world oil 401k.
Okay.
We
yeah,
all
the world
are.
Oil 401k. We us have sent troops to Saudi Arabia, which might sound like a good idea because there are some difficulties in the Gulf. That is being seen in Iran as, oh, good. That's great. Because Saudi Arabia is the home of Islam's holiest sites. And in other words, it is the caretaker of Islam's holiest sites. It does not own them, Mecca and Medina. And Iran acknowledges that. But you send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia, Iran can now say, if it wishes to any radicals, look, Americans going to Saudi Arabia, the home of Islam's holiest sites, what are they doing there? And that's the kind of message that that bin Laden used. Now, I'm not saying that Iran can use that or has used that, but it is a troubling thing.
World
potentially
religion,
it's very
so
complicated world.
Suck religion. People that are nutcakes about their religion. Just well, Rich, but your words had very special power. That was very good. Thank you. Not that yours
did. Mine did actually.
And by the way, Victoria, Funky Cole Medina is one of my favorite songs. So I'm glad you were able to look that in.
Right. Number 9. On the story list is working our way toward number 1. We won't spend an equal amount of time on each of these, but there are some that cry out for examination or conversation. Immigration reform, the FAIR event. Richie, did you go over that?
No, but one of the hosts that was there,
who was
Sergio
there?
Sanchez
Benson?
From KURV, stopped by here just to say hello, and he was down there and said it was crowded, busy, and very interesting.
In what way? Interesting immigration conversation.
You know, all of these border state radio stations come here every year to talk about immigration reform and try and hold their feet to the fire and make sure that laws are passed and upheld to secure our borders. And for them, it's a great activity in that they get to talk to the legislators, they get to talk to the policymakers, the wonks, and make sure that something is being done so that when they go
back
to their
own. Okay, what's being done?
I don't know. I didn't go. What I'm telling you,
I used to go.
Is
remember
that
when I went?
You know what?
I went 4 years in a row.
I went for years, and it was the same old thing for me.
Right, it was.
But what these stations do is they can go back to their listeners and report. Listen, I spoke to our congressman such and such. Yeah. This is what they're working on.
Yeah. Anyway,
I live in Virginia.
It bothers what I live in Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the board, it bothers me that you know, Richie. You've been closer to me on the radio than anybody for years, and this has been one of my big things. I went to that fair thing for 4 or 5 years.
Nothing is getting solved. Exactly.
2 million people a year are coming into our country. We don't know where they go.
You and I went to this thing, and Victoria went to this thing, and Rick, I'm sure you've been there. And after
five or six
years of being there,
it's the same old thing.
They're still coming across the border.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the fault of FAIR necessarily.
I think
you can speak about legislators more than anything else.
No, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here.
Are we going to come back to bayonets, alligators, and snakes? Oh my.
Oh,
at some point.
Yeah, give Victoria really 60 seconds on this because this is really good.
Yeah, right, go
so
ahead.
Great. Yeah, because we know that President Trump says things like this. President Trump talked in meetings about, because he was getting increasingly frustrated with what was not being done on the border. So he mused about having a moat filled with water and poisonous snakes and alligators.
He also talked about,
so they looked into the pricing on this, which isn't much actually, because alligators are down there, so poisonous snakes. He also mused about shooting migrants in the legs to slow them down. He also mused about soldiers having bayonets to presumably spike them.
I see.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
Shooting them in the legs maybe is not the best thing in the world, but you know,
the point is,
nothing is being done. Trump ran on this. He's worked on it. He's tried to do things, awkward, difficult, ridiculous as they are, or seem to be, and yet nothing is done. Is it the will? Are we on the wrong page here? Is it the will of the American people that all these people come like ants out of an anthill into our country, scatter everywhere, take jobs from Americans, and just they vote for whoever they want? They're not even registered. They're not even legal. Drive cars, kill people, all of that stuff. Is that okay with everybody?
Got to speak to the Congress about this.
Yeah,
they're the ones who have
they're the ones who appropriate the aid.
They appropriate the aid. They have repeatedly blocked the aid for his wall.
Yes, they have.
It's nobody else.
But the wall isn't the only way to do this. Somehow or other, put the screws to Mexico and have them stop. Put the screws to Mexico.
That's been done a little bit.
Not a lot.
Well, it has. No, they've got about a 39% decrease in the illegals coming over the border because of his...
it's better than it was.
To Mexico. Yeah.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, who is the founder, the creator, the inventor, if you will, CEO at MyPillow, would like to continue to give back to the people who listen to this program because you have, thankfully, bought a lot of pillows. That's why they
I just left MyPillow to come here and be with you. I'd rather be back with MyPillow.
Would you really? Okay, yes. Richie. Well, sorry about that. You can get deep discounts now on all of MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Look, click on the new radio listener specials and understand what is there. Here's the latest. Not only they have pillows and mattresses and mattress toppers and sheets and all that stuff. They are bringing back the BOGO offer. Richie, you know what the BOGO offer is?
Buy one, get one free, Doug.
You're brilliant. That's exactly what it is. Did you just pull that out of your ear?
I had no idea.
Buy one, get one. That's the offer now at MyPillow. Everything there in the pillow department, you get one at the regular price, second one absolutely free. Remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash these pillows. You can dry them. Use them. They're very... Replace all the old crappy pillows in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and get these deep discounts for all of MyPillow products. The buy one, get one free opportunity right now at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV for the radio specials. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
A Christian Finnish politician is under pre-trial investigation for an alleged, quote, hate crime. You see, the politician went to Facebook to post a Bible verse that opposes same-sex relationships to condemn the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's LGBT support.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
time now for us to continue here on our weekly overview. What's going on in the world of news? Talk radio, the big list, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com every single week. Here with me, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, to go over a lot of these stories with the nuance she has. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. One of, over the years, I've always thought that Jensen was one of the, I don't want to use the term, it sounds simplistic to say one of the better hosts. Delaware is a fascinating political state, and you are a contrarian, but you do it in a gentle, much more gentle way than some of these ham slashers that are around, ham and eggers on some of these national shows. And you sent me something that really attracted, I just actually read it over again. You sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. And now I'm looking at this again, talking about advocacy. Remember, Richie, we've all talked about this. When you were a host, Victoria, on the air every day, you were more of an advocate than you were politically tuned in, if you will. I believe advocacy on the radio, advocacy for popular causes, the so-called vox populi, is really what the strength is, even though it's kind of gone by the wayside with the advent of Limbaugh and what, you know, what he's done. Not bad. It just isn't what it used to be, nor is it anything that really helps. It's interesting to listen to, but what good is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, you have sent me some information about advocacy, the platform for organizing. You want to tell us a little about what you do and how you do it? Maybe you give us an example, because I think it's great. Frankly, it's
we all hear about things we'd like to change and think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could change that? And if I come across something that affects me that way and I find a group of people who are willing to actually do the work, because I'm just a mouth, I have a platform, then I will sometimes help them come up with a marketing plan to actually promote the idea and affect some change. We've done that.
Give us an example of how you've done that. Yeah.
Well, one example is we had this thing called the stupid diploma, with a three-tiered diploma. It was an idiotic idea. And this way, colleges could say, oh, look, this kid just got passed up and down. We thought, yeah, that's stupid. How about just teaching the people? So there was a group of people, teachers as well as those with the PTA, who wanted to change this. And the short version is I embarrassed the governor, and we were able to exact some change without actually having to go and create the legislation ourselves. Yes, and so I did that with a number of things. Right now I'm working with an attorney to give him all the publicity and help I possibly can as we fight for financial compensation for people who are wrongfully imprisoned. Delaware doesn't have that, and I think we knew that, needed to do that, especially when you have some of these prosecutors who are
did you have some
aggressive guy
who was jailed for 39 years?
39 years, yes. And Emeka Igwe is the name of the attorney. He fought to get this guy out. He's out. And the man released, it was on my show, we talked a few times, he's kind of mellow about it. And I thought, wow, I wouldn't be. I'd be looking for blood. Yeah. Right. I'd be skinning people alive, man. Yeah.
I love the idea of a stupid diploma. Do you know who'd get it this week? The stupid diploma this week. Go ahead, Victoria. You've probably
I was saying go on. Who gets it this week?
The woman who went into the cage in the Brooklyn Zoo with a lion.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine anything more stupid than that?
Yes,
how do these people even function? What's more stupid than
the
that?
The woman who got up at the town hall meeting that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had for climate change.
Yeah.
And started saying, we only have months left. We need to start eating the babies.
No.
Look it up.
No.
For real.
Here's a new feature with Doug Steffen. Every morning, Doug Steffen, the stupid diploma of the week.
Eat the baby.
Yes.
You're the inspiration for that. Thank you. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here with us. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain.
I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it, Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 95 years old, and I keep getting compliments why I'm in such good shape, and it's balance of nature.
I'm taking the balance of nature. I love that stuff. I could take balance of nature instead of coffee.
I just love my fruits and vegetables. I feel better, and I take it every day religiously. I think, you know something? I feel a little bit of improvement. I really do.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of balance of nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week supply of balance of nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
He's a liar!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now as we continue to clarify at least our thoughts. Maybe it crystallizes your thoughts, some of the big issues of the week. The surveys done by Talkers Magazine every week. The staff, they're listening to a lot of important talk radio programs, local and national, the hosts and the stations, and come up with this list. Number 8 on the number 10 is Middle East, sort of. Number 9, immigration. Number 8, climate change. So maybe the best way to cap this, we were just talking about the how we come up with stupid people and stupid things. So this may be the dumbest thing of the week, and it does pertain to the climate change issue. Apparently, AOC, who is anathema, as far as I'm concerned, to any right-thinking, and I don't mean right of center, I'm just talking about anybody who's got any common sense. Anyway, so she has a town hall meeting about climate change, and here is one of the prominent pieces of audio from that town hall meeting.
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor is saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you really support a nuclear deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Now,
wait, Rich, isn't there already a hashtag for this on Twitter?
There's already a Twitter account called @EatTheBabies.
Great.
Trump tweeted this, and he said, well, sounds like a normal AOC supporter to me.
Of course. I mean, it's just fodder. The woman is not so.
Of course.
All right. Yeah. All right. So that's climate change for this week. Next.
You have to decide whether this was a troll, a plant, or whether this is just a real sick person. AOC treated it like it was a mentally disturbed person and took it as, we need to support mentally disturbed people. And
we do.
The right should not use this as a joke. This is a serious problem, mentally disturbed people.
Mental illness is a big problem in this country, and it is not being treated properly. I agree with her. Maybe
may
that's the
I
only
sing?
Thing in the world I agree with
her.
Yes, please sing, Victoria.
Wait.
Yes.
If you eat the babies, we will all come up.
No.
Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. You can hardly wait for this to air on your station, right, Rich? Rich McFadden is here.
I can't even talk now.
Well, okay, numbers. I'll save you. Next. On the countdown list, as we squeeze here, number 7, Facebook. Who thinks that Facebook ought to be broken up, or any of these? There's a move afoot now by some congressmen wanting to break up these huge tech companies like Google and Facebook. Is that a good idea? Yes,
they did it with the phone companies.
Yes, they did. Look what happened. All our service is so much better now, isn't it? We have Verizon. If there is, other than maybe American Airlines.
We have competition is what we have, and that's the important thing. Because
we don't have competition. What are you talking about? I have no competition. I can't vote
like
anybody
to see
else
you
here. Verizon is it.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. No, I don't have any competition. I would like some because I'd like to tell Verizon to go screw. But I can't because there's nobody else here. So there you go, Rich.
Talk to your local.
And by the way, you were the one who told
talk
me.
To the hand.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Rich.
Yes.
Was the one who told me to use Verizon because they were the most reliable. So now that I think about it, this is all your fault.
I've been using Verizon for as long as you have, and I have no problems. It doesn't matter what service you use, it never works right.
That's okay. And in the red corner.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, next. Go ahead, Rick.
I was just consider this. So you have politicians that want to break up companies, and are they going to be the ones picking which ones are allowed to compete?
Of course, they do a perfect job of that. Right,
who should get loans and grants from the government.
Here's the dilemma, and just like with the phone company, they control our speech.
Mm. Yeah.
It is a town hall, and they have 100% control over it. Yeah. And the algorithms, they can say whatever they want. I work in this stuff every single day, and it's...
Yeah.
I won't go there.
All right, number six is the verdict. This policewoman in Houston, Miss Geiger, who got sent away for 10 years because she walked into supposedly the wrong apartment, shot the guy who was there, killed him, and said, oh, I was in the wrong apartment. She was noted for her racist comments. Many people think she got off easy with 10 years. I don't know what to think because there was another piece of audio floating around this week from somebody else who had, and I'm trying to remember what it was, real racist stuff. I don't know. I don't even understand. Again, people have been around me all my life. I don't get racism. I don't get that we're not, why people understand we're all pretty equal. You know, you say, black people are not as smart as white people. Bull crap. It's what they're exposed to. It's
there
what the opportunities are.
Stupid people of every color.
Of course. Look at this. We just heard so stupid white woman from Sweden.
You're right.
All right. Anybody else?
There's a lot of this.
It was the right decision.
There is.
It was murder. It was the right. It was absolutely the right decision. At the very least, it was lousy, rotten, no good police work, even though she was off duty.
Awful.
She has a gun. She has a responsibility. You're on the fourth floor. I know we saw the stuff about whether or not he had a red mat in front of his door. She doesn't have one. She drew.
She, drunk
she
or
killed
high
the guy.
Something. Yeah.
It was murder.
She walked into the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was eating ice cream.
Did anybody see the? I saw some video actually earlier today of some fight between police and kids in a school. I think it may have been in Massachusetts. They had a big race riot. The cops go in and start throwing everybody around, and the kids start beating up the cops. It was a whole thing, and the cops were yelling all kinds of racial stuff.
That's called Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Rich.
Oh, no.
Number five, the presidential election or race, the 2020 candidates. I think the story here this week is Bernie Sanders and his stint getting put in. I think that's the story. I don't know what you guys think, but that's what I think is the story. Under so much pressure, so much stress. Guy's 75 years old?
78.
Doesn't look good. Hasn't looked healthy.
Do we know that it was under pressure? But it doesn't matter, you see. It doesn't matter whether it was under pressure.
But all of a sudden, he had to sit down, and then they examined him and found his aorta, the upper aorta, is blocked with plaque. So they had to go in with a stent, open it up, and get the blood to flow again. Now he says he feels fine. He's going back on the trail. But he's way down. If you look at some of the polls, the New England polls anyway, Warren and Biden are tied pretty much.
Right.
He's got half the support. You know, these characters like Kamala Harris, she's got nothing. She doesn't deserve anything, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, go ahead.
Victoria, I'd love to get your take on this. I saw a quote this week, a story this week, saying that if Warren gets the nomination, the Wall Street Democrats are going to sit on the fence even support Trump.
Trump, yeah.
I think that's possible. I think she's smart enough that she knows how to talk to Wall Street Democrats.
Yeah, she's an egomaniac. I don't agree with that.
Well, I know you don't like her.
So far she's been saying, we're going to take all your money and we're going to regulate your companies.
No, that's not true. I voted for Hillary Clinton. That's not fair to
say
that.
Okay.
No, that's not fair at all.
All right.
I'd vote for you if you were running for something.
Thank you very much. I'll run for cat catcher.
I'd vote for my daughter, who, if she ran for some,
all right, let's go back to Elizabeth Warren.
But you're not going to vote for Elizabeth. By the way, Richie, you'll be surprised to hear Megan has an Elizabeth Warren sticker on her car.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's very funny. I think she's very, very smart. And I think because she understands the economy, she understands New York Democratic people on Wall
Trump
Street.
Will
she knows
eat
how
her
to talk
alive
to them.
With Not the Pocahontas in, thing. That'll
oh,
be the
he,
end
he
of
plans
it.
To. He plans he to. Does. But she's planning for that. That's the only thing he's got on her. And she's not afraid of him. She's
well, that,
made
she's
so many missteps
you know
with that.
That.
Exactly.
She's made
all
a
right.
lot of missteps with that. That's her weakness. But she's not afraid.
She's the best
she's
the Democrats have. What a shame it is, frankly.
Very I mean, much so, and
Joe
I agree
Biden,
with you on that.
I would vote for Joe Biden if he were running. I would. I would never have said that or thought I'd say it before. Richie won't. He'll vote for Trump. And
yep.
you probably
they've got a weak field.
That.
I agree
yeah,
with
they
you.
Do.
It's
Awful.
A weak field.
Yeah. Well, because the news media screws up anybody who's any good. Where is the like of Michael Bloomberg, who would make a fabulous president? Well, he's not going to put up with this crap, and so he doesn't. But, he'd be a fabulous I think he'd be a fabulous president anyway. All right.
Fabulous.
Speaking of fabulous, the doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. There have been landmark human trials conducted, a lot of standards. There are a lot of people who have problems with glucose. There are a lot of people who are pre-diabetic or have type 2 diabetes, or like me, like to eat a lot of ice cream and cake. And so if you're in that is pretty wide swath with that, about 35% of the country is right there, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin, Curalin.net. What is it? It's a very extensively studied supplement, has 10 ingredients that are absolutely guaranteed to help lower type 2 diabetic problems, the sugar levels of your blood. Curalin, the reason I get enthused about it is because it's all natural. Contains no drugs, just 10 powerful glucose balancing ingredients. Take it from me. I'm taking this because I want to protect myself. I'm a sweet guy and light, have a sweet tooth. So for that reason, I am on Curalin. You can get there too. Curalin.net. Take it every day. Right now, you can get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit the website, Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV and get $20 off the first bottle. That's Curalin.net. Curb the problems that you have from liking sugar. That's the way to do it. Curalin.net. Tens of thousands of people have already found this out. Use the promo code DJV. Get on the bandwagon. Save your, well, you can keep the sugar cravings. But just get rid of the sugar in your system. Curalin.net, $20 off with a promo code DJV. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen reviewing the stories that made the max list for the week of September the 30th through October 4th. Number 10, the situation with Khashoggi's death and what happens in Saudi Arabia, which basically is nothing at the hands of his being murdered. Number 9, continuing conversation about immigration reform. That's a horse that's been beaten almost to death. Climate change, another one. Facebook, break it up or not? Number 7. Number 6, the Texas verdict for Officer Geiger. Pretty much everybody knows that story. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, economic situation, stock market, etc. The missile test the North Koreans pulled at number 3. The Hong Kong demonstrations in China at number 2. And Ukraine and impeachment. Number 1, that's the story list here this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine.
Fitness and calendar apps can improve our lives, but apps can also help you achieve financial goals, with some offering personalized help. For example, a free new app from LendingTree could help you find savings opportunities while reducing financial anxiety. Not only can you check your credit score, you can receive tips to improve it and get notified when you're in range for a better credit card or loan rate. Plus, it offers tools for cash flow management and savings alerts for monthly expenses. Find it at the App Store or Google Play, or visit LendingTree.com. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit AddictionResourceCenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future.
At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers, the People List. This is the result of all the work done by Talkers folks, the editors, and who are the people that are most front and center in conversation. Number 10, Mohammed bin Salman, who was responsible for the death of the previously mentioned Jamal Khashoggi. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Number 8, Amber Geiger, got convicted of murder in Houston, Texas. Number 7, combination of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Bernie and his heart problems this week, and Elizabeth getting to almost be at the same ratio of voter approval as Joe Biden. The premier of China, number 6. The premier of president of Ukraine, number 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. William Barr and Rudy Giuliani tied at 3. Joe Biden and his son at 2. And Donald Trump makes the top of the list again. The People List from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the number 3 issue on the story list from Talkers is the North Korea missile test. Come on, why waste time talking about that? It's the same old, same old.
Because
number
it
two,
was a submarine test.
We came out of the water instead of off the land. Big deal.
But well, the big deal is that they're harder to spot. That's the deal.
Okay. Hong Kong demonstrations. The Chinese have got their hands full with this, and they know it. Number one, who has their hands full with this one? Ukraine and the impeachment thing and whether Joe did it or he didn't and his kid and all of this crap. At the end of the day, what is it really all about, Alfie? Take a shot, Victoria. We'll go around the table here. We got about 30 seconds. Help yourself to 10.
Well, this week Trump called on China to investigate the Bidens. Who's he going to call on next?
Rick.
Oh, you got. Okay, it's going to hurt Joe Biden, and I have not yet heard anyone say exactly what sort of crime might have been committed. Have they articulated that?
Rich?
It's our government's job to investigate crimes. Go
yes, it is, and we're doing such a fine job of it. Thank you all for being here. Talk Radio Review.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
There's something to be said about longevity in the service industry. And in the business of solar, one company comes to mind. Powerhouse Solar, serving Redding and the North State since 2003. At Powerhouse Solar, we're experts in solar power systems, off-grid, and hybrid systems. If you've been considering solar for your home, your pool, an off-grid or hybrid system, there's only one name to remember. Powerhouse. Powerhouse Solar. In Redding, call 275-5600. And see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. A review of the top five technology items this week that were covered by Victoria Keelan. She's here to summarize, in essence, what the impact was of all five of these, starting with the new voice for Alexa. There are two voices from the same person, I guess, and a way of starting the explanation of how Sam Jackson's involved in this, yeah?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is lending his voice to Amazon's Alexa. And so during the big event last week where Amazon unveiled all their new products and services, the company announced that Samuel L. Jackson will be the first celebrity voice for Alexa, for that, that's their virtual assistant. And they use neural text-to-speech technology, which is kind of cutting edge. And it will be, and there will be both an explicit version and a clean version when it comes to Samuel L. Jackson's voice. The Alexa skill will cost 99 cents as an introductory offer, and after that, it will be $4.99. And so Samuel L. Jackson
is the
first. A month
or to get the whole thing?
$4.99 to purchase that for, I don't think it's a monthly fee. Samuel L. Jackson is the first official celebrity voice for Alexa. Back in 2018, a lot of people remembered the Super Bowl commercial where Gordon Ramsay and Rebel Wilson and Cardi B and Anthony Hopkins were all called on to fill in for Alexa when she lost her voice, and that was a really popular Super Bowl ad, and that commercial won multiple awards. And so, in 2019, they did another Super Bowl ad that featured Harrison Ford, Forrest Whitaker, and astronaut twins Mark and Scott Kelly. And so now they've decided to officially hire Samuel L. Jackson. And you can have him do all kinds of things.
I wonder what.
Oh, I'm tons and tons of money, I'm sure. But you can have him do all kinds of things, and he will even swear. If that's your thing and you want to hear Samuel L. Jackson use some naughty language, he'll even do that for you.
Hey, just watch one of his movies and you get the gist of all of that. Number four, counting our way to number one, in the terms of top tech stories this week, Uber.
Yeah, Uber's had a really rough time in the press recently, mostly for safety issues and for rider and for passenger safety and all kinds of lawsuits. And Lyft has just as many. It's not like I'm not choosing one over the other. Lyft has just the same problems. But Uber said that they're going to be testing a feature that will let passengers who feel uncomfortable record their driver's voice and then report the incident right through the app. And so this is a tool called Record Audio, and it's for people who are uncomfortable with the ride. This feature appears in the part of the of Uber's new safety toolkit that includes sharing the trip status with family and friends, so your people in your life know where you are along the ride, and that's a really important thing. And this is also it adds contacting police if something happens. Uber also rolled out Ride Check. That's a system designed to flag unusual events, like if the car takes a very long stop or if the car crashes. And things like that, and that alerts police right away. So Uber's trying to make it a bit safer for people, but they really need to do more background checks, I think, on the drivers, because that's where the problem really stems from.
Does Uber do delivery as well?
Uber Eats, yeah, they Uber do delivery of food, yeah.
But not the same sort of thing that UPS has. The number three item this week is UPS and a new delivery system. I guess that's what you'd call it, yeah?
Yep. UPS is the first official carrier to get the certification from the FAA to operate a full drone airline. And that will, they've been testing out drones in specific areas. Now they're going to have an entire airline, and they're starting with healthcare. It's kind of cool. They're actually making deliveries to hospitals all around the country. They've been testing it out with that. Now, this means blood donations, organ donations, things that need to get to a hospital a lot faster than in a car. And so it's actually, so far, the program has really worked well. They're going to be then moving outside of healthcare. And so right now, it will not be flying in any commercial airspace or anything like that. Right. So the FAA is definitely keeping a close watch on where the drones go.
Right. Okay, number two is when I think of Rhino, I think of either the animal or the record company, and I don't think either of those two things apply to this insurance company, right?
No. So Rhino is an insurance tech startup, and what they do, it's kind of a novel approach for renters. What they're doing is they're trying to get landlords to, they write insurance policies for landlords. So instead of handing over a security deposit, which sits in an account that doesn't really draw any interest, and it takes so many billions of dollars out of the economy, Rhino wants to have landlords let people take a monthly insurance policy that can be as low as $3 to cover all of the costs of a security deposit, which I think is a great idea.
All right, number one, DoorDash.
DoorDash. DoorDash had a big data breach, 4.9 million users affected. Go on, log on to DoorDash.com if you have an account and see what they recommend.
59 past the hour. Thank you to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are the big technology stories of the week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. One top White House official does not believe President Trump's call for China to investigate Joe Biden will affect this week's U.S.-China trade negotiations.
Last week, President Trump invited China to join Ukraine in investigating alleged wrongdoing by Biden and his son. However, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he seriously doubts China's response will play a role in this week's high-stake trade talks. Kudlow also says he's unaware of the contents of a June phone call between Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Asian shares were mixed Monday following a reassuring report on U.S. jobs, this while investors are cautiously awaiting the upcoming discussions. Former President Jimmy Carter had a black eye and 14 stitches after falling at his Georgia home Sunday. The 39th president fell earlier in the day in Plains, Georgia. By Sunday night, though, Carter was on stage at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville with his wife, Rosalind, to talk to volunteers and supporters of a building project that runs through Friday. Mr. Carter turned 95 last Tuesday, becoming the first U.S. president to reach that milestone. Two men opened fire inside a bar in Kansas City, Kansas, early Sunday, killing four people, wounding five others, in a shooting that's believed to have stemmed from an earlier dispute. Kansas City police spokesman Thomas Tomasik says officers arrived on the scene to find the bodies of four Hispanic males.
One of them is late 50s. One is mid-30s, and two are in their mid-20s. Inside the bar, deceased. Outside the bar, we had five other victims that all sustained gunshot wounds.
Two gunmen had apparently gotten into some sort of disagreement with people inside the bar, left, then returned with handguns. They fled the scene. The search is on for them. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Drummer Ginger Baker of Cream and Blind Faith has died in a hospital in Britain at age 80.
Ginger Baker was explosive in more ways than one. He considered himself a jazz drummer, but many a rock drummer was influenced by Baker's combination of aggression and precision. His drum solos were legendary, and he's often referred to as the first superstar drummer. Cream sold 10 million records with songs like Strange Brew, White Room, and Sunshine of Your Love. Then there was his personality. Baker and Cream singer-bassist Jack Bruce actively hated each other. A 2012 documentary, Beware of Mr. Baker, was named for the sign outside Baker's house in South Africa. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Rip Taylor, the mustached comedian with a fondness for confetti throwing, who became a television game show mainstay in the 70s, has died. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Kyle Larson finally gets a victory by dominating the latter portion of Sunday's race at Dover.
After 75 NASCAR Cup Series starts without a win, Kyle Larson broke his losing streak and parked his car in victory lane Sunday in the 50th anniversary race at Dover International Speedway. Larson dominated the race in the last half, leading 154 laps, and locked himself into the next round of NASCAR's playoffs. Following him to the stripe was Martin Truex Jr., who said he had a car that could have chased Larson down, but he needed just a few more laps to make it happen. Alex Bowman finished a much-needed third as Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. I'm Jerry Jordan.
This week's college football poll shows Alabama-Clemson remaining 1-2, Ohio State and Georgia tied at number 3, LSU at number 5, while Oklahoma stays at 6, Florida move up 3 spots after beating Auburn Saturday, while the Tigers slipped 5 spots to number 12. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
.com.
Hey folks, up first we'll have the second half of an episode of the Burns and Allen Show, and then later Stephen Dunn takes over for Howard Dove as Dashiell Hammett's detective character, Sam Spade. Alright, in our last show, Gracie Allen's obsession with radio detective shows has her doing a little investigating herself, joined by the show's bandleader, Meredith Wilson, as they are on the hunt for a missing automobile. As we resume, the two are grilling a bartender, played by cast member and cartoon voice legend, Mel Blanc. This is from March 6th, 1947.
Well, Meredith, we're in the toughest saloon in the underworld. Are you ready to start detecting?
Ready, Chief.
Now, our job is to locate a stolen 1928 Essex. So we'll pretend to be a pair of crooks from out of town. Hey, you, bartender, give us a couple of lowballs.
Yeah. You mean highballs.
I mean lowballs. We only got time for a short drink. Get a move on and stop flapping your trap.
You're pretty tough, ain't you, baby?
Yeah.
You bet I'm tough. Ever hear of Alcatraz?
Sure.
I'm a sister, Gracie Catraz.
Yeah. And I'm her mall.
I never seen you before.
I've been in stir. The cops caught me and put me in Sing Sing.
Sing Sing is a prison for men.
Yeah, were they embarrassed?
Yeah, I'll bet they were.
Yeah.
Me and my mom's out here to pull off a big job, and we need a getaway car.
A getaway car,
yeah.
Huh? What kind you want?
A 1928 Essex.
Who do you want to get away from? Step and fetch it?
Yeah.
Come on. Know anybody who's stolen a 1928 Essex?
Sure.
Where is he?
In Glendale.
He lives there?
No, he stole the Essex last year, started for New York, and that's as far as he's got.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Go on, beat it. You're a couple of phonies.
Yeah.
Nobody talks like that to Gracie Catraz. Take him for a ride, Meredith.
Come along, sir. Griffith Park is lovely this time of year.
Well, George, we didn't find the postman's car. If you stole a 1928 Essex, where would you go?
To a psychiatrist.
Well, why don't you help me detect George?
No. Leave crime to the mystery program. Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Hello, Bill.
What's new?
Well, Gracie wants to be a detective like the tall man.
Yeah, Bill, but of course I can't call George the tall man. I'll change tall to broad.
What do you change man to?
Look, comedian, why don't you revive vaudeville?
Impossible, George. When you kill something, it's dead.
Now, Bill, don't tease George. I'm serious about this detective work. The postman's car was stolen, and I'm on the trail of the crook.
Really, Gracie?
Yeah.
You know, I used to do a little amateur detecting. Maybe I can help you.
Wonderful.
Now, first, you've got to be able to identify the criminal type.
Uh-huh.
Now, the man who stole the postman's car will have a low, receding forehead.
Yes.
Shifty, close-set eyes.
Yeah.
A weak chin. Large, protruding ears.
Yeah. George Burns, did you take that car?
Gracie.
Come on, confess.
Now, look.
Give him the third degree, Gracie. Beat him with your hose.
What? And ruin my good nylon?
Okay, kiddies, break this up.
Hey, what kind of a car was it, Gracie?
A blue 1928 Essex.
What? A blue 1928 Essex?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I saw that car just this morning.
Oh, where, Bill?
Sitting on a used car lot.
Well, come on, let's grab it. Which lot? Madman Month?
No.
Was it the Smiling Irishman's lot?
No.
The Scowling Scotchman's?
No.
How about the Chuckling Chinaman?
Now, wait, it was the Frowning Frenchman.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'll go right over.
Wait a minute. I better go along to keep you out of trouble. Well, this is the place, Gracie. The Frowning Frenchman's used collar.
Yeah, and there's the postman's Essex.
Ah, good day, good people. Interested in buying a car, I presume?
Oh, yes. I want a car that would be suitable for my husband here.
How about a sports model?
Look at him.
My mistake.
We'll take that 1928 Essex.
Just the car for him. And it's a steal.
Yeah, we know that.
Only $2,000.
$2,000?
Well, of course, that's without the extras.
Oh, what are the extras?
The wheels, the body, and the motor.
I suppose they would come in handy. May we drive the car around the block to see how we like it?
Oh, yes. Here's the key. I'll go into my office and figure up the total cost.
Yeah, quick, George. While he's in the office, we'll grab the car.
Okay.
Start the motor.
Darn it, nothing happens.
Oh, we've got to escape before he comes back. Get out and push.
Push? But it's 14 blocks to our house.
Well, it's the only way, George. So roll up your sleeves. I'll help you.
You'll help me push?
No, I'll help you roll up your sleeves.
Okay. You steer. Gee, I'm ready to fold up. How far have we gone now?
6 blocks.
It's funny. We're going downhill, and the car is harder to push than when we started.
Well, I didn't want to leave you behind, so I put the brakes on.
Gracie.
Keep pushing, dear.
Oh, no fooling. I can't take much more of this. How soon do we get to our house?
Oh, we've already passed it.
Passed it?
Well, yes, as long as we were out, I thought I'd go by the market and shop for dinner.
Gracie.
Keep pushing, dear.
Well, home at last. I wouldn't do that again for $1,000,000.
Oh, I'm proud of you, George. By pushing that car, you foiled a dangerous criminal. You're a real gangbuster.
I don't think a gang is all I busted.
Well, it's all over. We've solved the case of the postman's missing Essex. I telephoned him as soon as we got here and told him to come right over.
Will he be surprised when he sees the car in our garage?
He certainly will.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hello, Mickey Mange.
My goodness, I just called you 5 minutes ago. How did you get here so fast?
I drove over in my car.
You've got a new car?
No, the same old Essex. See, there it is in front of the house.
But last night you told us it was missing.
It was, but a mechanic cleaned the spark plugs and now it runs fine.
You mean to say that your car wasn't stolen?
Oh, no.
Then the Essex in our garage really belonged to the huge car man. I'll probably wind up in jail.
Oh, no, you won't. Wrong, wasn't I?
All right, don't nobody move. Which one of you has drove the Essex up in front of this house?
I did, officer.
Come along to jail, you car thief.
But, officer, you don't know...
I said come along.
Goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Remember,
keep
smiling.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
From March 6, 1947, Gracie, the detective. The role of the happy postman, as well as the bartender at the beginning of that segment, was indeed cartoon voice star Mel Blanc. He was most of the Looney Tunes characters, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig. Blanc was also Barney Rubble on the Flintstones. And over on the Jack Benny program, he did various characters, as well as animals. Polly the Parrot, and Carmichael the Polar Bear. He was even the sounds of a car, Benny's ancient Maxwell automobile, which is even older than the 1928 Essex that was featured in that Burns and Allen episode. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and I believe the Irish accent and police officer at the end of that one was handled by Lou Merrill. Just a few years later, Merrill would be heard as fictional criminologist Thomas Highland on Elliot Lewis's quality show, Crime Classics. All right, when we continue here on When Radio Was, we continue this detective theme, but this time playing it straight. The Adventures of Sam Spade will begin right after this.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon and to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing power recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642 at Alliance Heating and Air. Airbus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. In the fall of 1950, after about 4 years in the role, Howard Duff was pushed out of the radio series, The Adventures of Sam Spade. It was all over his inclusion-era pamphlet, known as Red Channels, subtitled The Report of Communist Influence in Radio and Television. It was issued by the right-wing journal Counterattack, and 151 actors, writers, musicians, and broadcast journalists suspected of subversive behavior. While Duff was able to return to work shortly after that blacklist, it was enough to sponsor Wild Root Cream Oil to drop him. This series would resume, though, but with Steve Spade. Lorene Tuttle continued as Effie. This example of the Vendetta caper is from March 30th, 1951.
The National Broadcasting Company presents The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective.
Detective agency?
Me, sweetheart.
Sam! I heard you were hobnobbing with the wealthy set of our city.
If what I was doing is their idea of how, I'm glad I'm in the lower income brackets.
What do you mean? What happened?
I will only reveal that effort, secrecy of our office.
Was it that bad?
Emotions ran amok. Passions were strewn from Fisherman's Wharf to the peninsula.
Oh.
Hatreds festooned the very air. Oh. And there was jealousy, too.
My.
Positively lurid.
Well, all right for me to hear it?
Well, I'll expurgate it a little F down to your strength. I'll use monosyllabic instead of polysyllabic words, and so on.
Now, Sam, I want you to tell me everything you think I should hear. And then just a little more.
It's a deal, F. Prepare yourself for listening, and I will shortly make my entrance with a saga of society skullduggery. The lowdown on the uptown and all that. Now, if we need a name for it, why not call it Vendetta Caper? Or The Revenge of Monte Cristo.
Transcribed for NBC, William Spear, radio's outstanding producer-director of mystery and crime drama, brings you the greatest private detective of them all in The Adventures of Sam Spade.
You don't have to call, Sam. I'm right here. Let me take your coat.
Well, Effie, isn't this sufficient of you?
Now be quiet and give me your coat.
All right, thank you.
I've oiled your chair so it won't squeak. Sit down.
Well, you make me feel a little invalid, but it's wonderful.
And
Oh, will miracles never cease?
A double?
Well,
it's 8-year-old stuff. I had Friskin's drugstore send it up. Applejack, it's called.
Applejack. Well, what brought it on, Eph? Why this particular polishing of the Applejack? Come on, out with it.
No, I just thought, well, you've been working with the rich people, and maybe you were handsomely compensated.
Mm-hmm.
And my back salary? You're not...
Well, as it happens, I did make a few dollars, and yours will be the first account settled.
Oh, Sam!
So, it wasn't me. It was the money all the time.
No, Sam, no, I just...
I accept. To F. Randall, State Department, from Samuel Spade, license 1597. Subject, The Revenge of Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo? Is this a historical drama?
Christoph. C-R-I-S-T-O-F-F.
Oh,
wow. Monty, M-O-N-T-Y. And it's still a historical drama. Dear Lieutenant.
Revenge is an old-fashioned motive, but when you get it raw and distilled, as in the Gosden affair, it's new all over again. This was the slow-burning, deliberate kind of passion that starts smoldering way back in the forgotten days and explodes among some people who never knew they were living over a keg of dynamite. It was yesterday morning that the distant sputtering of the fuse began to be heard by a man named Chandler Gosden. You know him, the hulking rich boy, the electrical appliance scion who took up professional boxing for a while. I think he was billed as Gold Plate Gosden, a society scrapper. And he was doing well, too, until a right cross by someone who needed the money more than he did sent him back to clipping coupons.
Spade?
Yeah?
I'm Chandler Gosden.
Well, I recognize you.
What do guys like you charge?
Well, it depends on the job.
Investigation.
$60 a day and any unusual expenses.
Cheap.
Well.
Do you guys have some kind of a code, huh?
Code?
You know, like doctors. Do you keep things in confidence?
Well, most of us do, including me.
Yeah, I don't suppose it'd make any big difference if it got out. I'm not afraid of him. I'd just as soon punch him in the mouth as look at him.
Who?
Monte Cristo. Heard of him?
No.
Moved into the peninsula, my neighborhood. Bought the Major Dunhill place.
Oh, yeah, I know the estate. Must have cost plenty to buy.
$250,000, I hear.
Hmm.
And what's money these days? Everybody's got it.
Yeah, isn't it awful? It's a tax scheme, I suppose.
Ever since he moved into that arc of a house, he's been throwing parties. They're a cross between the last days of Pompeii and a Polish wedding.
Huh.
He invites hundreds of guests, everybody who is anybody.
Disgusting. But it seems legal so far.
He's been there 4 months throwing parties, inviting everybody in the phone book. Everybody but me.
Well, maybe he just doesn't like you.
What are you talking about? I'm one of the best-liked guys in the peninsula. Everybody likes me. Little kids, cops, the guys at the country club. I never had an enemy in the world. Besides, I got Virginia.
Oh, who's she?
My wife.
Oh.
One of the sweetest little girls that ever came down the pike.
Well, my apology.
She was a bald one.
Oh.
The year I married her, she was the social catch of the year among the women.
Really?
Yeah. So was I among the men.
Well.
Well, look, I got to tell you some more. A month ago, one of my company warehouses burned down. Somebody slipped up and the fire insurance hadn't been renewed. I lost $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who had lunch with my insurance man a week before the fire?
Monte Cristo.
You got it. Next thing is, the rumor gets around that the Gosden Electrical Company is on the verge of bankruptcy.
No, of course it isn't.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
A gossip columnist reports that I'm going to close up shop and beat it to South America with what dough is left. Then when the stock prices start dropping, somebody suddenly buys them up so fast they disappear overnight. Some corporation I never heard of called the Dante's Corporation.
I see.
And then all my friends start getting unfriendly.
Hmm.
As soon as I show up, everybody stops talking. Act as if there's some big secret about me that I don't know.
And they've all been to Monte Cristo's parties lately.
That's right. The week after he arrived in town, all these things started happening. Now, what I want to find out is why. I don't even know the guy, but he's making a big change in my life.
Well, it sounds like you're entitled to know. I don't know how far I can get. The best I can do is find out who he is, where he comes from, who his friends are, all those things.
Okay, you're hired. Now find out everything about this Monte Cristo. I gotta know what's going on.
Sorry, Chandler. I wasn't able to get here when you said. The traffic was absolutely unbelievable. Cars everywhere. They must be giving cars away these days. Everybody has one. I think we should get a helicopter.
Mr. Spade. My wife, Ginny.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Gosden?
Chan, I hope you haven't lost your head and blabbed everything to him. I told you these sort of men weren't trustworthy.
I beg your pardon, madam?
Look, Ginny, I told him, and he's a good guy.
Well, if you just want to go around giving your life secrets...
Oh, shut up, will you? I'm the man of the house.
Really? And I suppose I count for nothing?
Oh, forget it. Spade, I'm depending on you. Don't let me down.
You would
wouldn't think a millionaire would be hard to biograph, but I came up with very little information on Mr. Monte Cristo. He'd arrived in town 4 months ago, stayed 10 days at the St. Mark Hotel, then bought his house. He had a bank deposit running into seven figures. He had no known business connections, just money. The register at the St. Mark said he came from Chicago, and an airline company verified that he'd been a passenger aboard one of their ships from the Windy City. This was as far as I'd delved when my place of business was entered by a man in powder blue livery.
You Spade?
The same.
Mr. Monte Cristo sent me to pick you up.
I see. Up for where?
For his mansion on a peninsula.
Oh.
He said he knew what a rough time you must be having at your present job and that he'd be glad to make the whole thing simple to you.
Oh, you really said that?
That's what he said.
Well.
But I don't know what it means exactly.
Well, I don't know what it means exactly either, but there's one good way to find out. Home, James.
My name is Bertuccio, sir.
Bertuccio? I see. How long have they been calling you that?
Well, let me see. It's about... Oh, what do you mean? I mean, it's my name.
All right. We'll talk it over in the car. The car was long and blue and smooth. I'm as democratic as the next guy, and I would just as soon have ridden up front with Bertuccio, but no, he wouldn't hear of it. I had a ride in a back seat with a window of bulletproof glass separating us. And thus we rode down to the peninsula. We glided down elm-shaded streets and finally through the gate of Monte Cristo's estate. The driveway was lined with spring-green poplars. The mansion door was opened by a rear admiral, and I was ushered in. I wouldn't want to say that the living room was large, but I coughed once, and it was a full minute before the echo came back. A door opened somewhere, and a tanned, hard-bodied man walked in across the marble floor with an outstretched hand. It was tougher than whalebone.
I appreciate your coming, Mr. Spade.
Mr. Christoph.
Did you have a drink? Champagne, scotch, Irish, what?
Oh, anything, whatever you like.
Good. I figured you for rye. It's already ordered.
Rye it is.
Cigar?
No, thanks.
They're custom rolled Havanas, made expressly to my own taste.
No, thanks anyway, but I have some beat-up cigarettes here, son.
Well, try mine. The King of England, I did him a favor once. He ships them over.
How is George?
You drink, Mr. Spade.
Oh, thank you, Bertuccio.
Now, you've been investigating me.
Yes.
And you haven't found out anything.
How'd you know, Mr. Christoph?
There was nothing to find out.
Well, you're red.
I'll do you a service and save you time and money.
Well, that's a handsome offer. I accept.
I was born in Michigan to a prosperous lumber family. I went to Phillips Andover and Harvard.
Well.
Marks Fair. I served with the Army in the recent war. Major. Military police. Wounded twice.
Uh-huh.
Parents died while I was in Italy. I inherited an enormous lumber holdings, which I sold. Hence my bank account. I like San Francisco. Came here, settled down.
Well, you're very kind, but I don't need all this
info. I have more money than a man can spend in a lifetime. And by that, I don't mean to boast. It was an accident of birth.
Yes. Now, Mr. Christoph, I'm only trying to find out...
I know what you're trying to find out. Chandler Gosden put you on my trail.
Well, there's no need to deny it.
And what would you take to get off my trail, Mr. Spade?
Well?
New car, a selection of fine liquor, a better job, cash?
All rather enticing, but I'm afraid you've misjudged me, sir. I only work for one client at a time.
Is there anything wrong with switching your allegiance?
Well, I'm afraid it wouldn't be cricket. Is that the way they say it at Andover?
Very well.
Huh.
Then I'm afraid I've given you all the information I can about myself.
Well, you've been very generous, but just one other thing. How long did you live in Chicago?
Chicago?
Yes.
I never lived there.
But you flew here from Chicago.
Oh, that. I was just there on business.
Uh-huh. Well, if you say so.
Bertuccio is outside with a car. He'll drive you back to your office.
And with that, he turned and left me. Outside, Bertuccio was waiting. Impassively, he ushered me into the limousine and started out. Only we didn't head for my office. Instead, we seemed to be leaving town. I banged on the glass between us, but Bertuccio didn't choose to answer. When we stopped at a light, I tried the doors, but they were both mysteriously locked. I was a prisoner in a moving jail. I made desperate signs to passers-by and traffic policemen I knew, but they just smiled and waved back at me. It was all very jolly. So I sat back and waited. About 20 or 30 miles out of town, we pulled onto a lonesome road and stopped.
Here we are.
Well, just where are we and why?
Now, don't blow your top. Christoph told me to take you out here and to give you this.
Oh? What's in the envelope?
Money. $2,000 to be exact.
Well, that's a lot of grands.
And they're going to do a lot for you. You're going to take it and keep going north. 48 hours will be long enough just so you keep out of Frisco.
Well, just so you know how I stand, I'm going back.
You know, I was hoping you'd say that. Now I can do things my own.
He pulled out a long black sap and started wielding it. First cut just grazed my head and smashed into my shoulder. I blocked his second blow and moved in for some close work. The third time he swung at me, his arm caught an overhead tree branch, and that was his undoing. He took four or five and then went down and out. I searched him, and his billfold revealed that he was Joseph Kowalski, late of Chicago, Illinois. The cards and addresses it contained left little doubt that Kowalski was in the rackets. I threw him in the car and drove back to town and police headquarters. He was awake by then, and I had to drag him into the hall.
You want him locked up, Sam? What for?
Assault and battery. Assault with a deadly weapon. Assault with intent to murder. Mayhem, anything.
You can't lock me up. I didn't do any of those things. Anyway, if I did do them, it was in San Martin County, not Frisco.
Well, Sam, I don't know what I can do. He's got to do something in our jurisdiction.
Sure, see?
All right, he picked my pocket on the way into town. Here, Kowalski.
What?
See, look, he's got my wallet in his hand right now. Why, of all the brazen lawbreakers, you going to let him get away with this, walking right into headquarters with the evidence in his hand?
Oh, wait a minute.
Come on, Kowalski. We go pretty hard on pickpockets in this town.
I'm being framed. I want a lawyer. Get me a telephone.
He was dragged away, protesting. He got no sympathy from me. He started. Lieutenant Randall then teletyped Chicago to find out more about him. In about an hour, the report came back.
I won't read his whole record, Sam, but he's paid for everything they say. He's clean.
Huh?
However, it does say he was the bodyguard for a man named Barney Moffat.
Hmm.
Says Moffat was a shady business operator. Picked up several times, but nothing hung on him.
Mm-hmm.
He left town about the same time Kowalski did. He's listed as undesirable, but he's not wanted.
Oh. Thanks, Lieutenant.
We'll be right back with more of the adventures of Sam Spade after we take a short break.
Break it down with MusicRewind.com and Ella and Her Fellas, a 2-CD compilation of 40 original vocal and instrumental collaborations with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featuring Louis Armstrong, The Ink Spots, Nelson Riddle, Cal Basie, The Mills Brothers, and many more.
When I linger on dear,
the very thought of you.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to swing and sway with Ella and Her Fellas. Pay only $17.98, plus get a bonus of reduced shipping today by using promo code ELLA77.
Crooked letter, crooked letter, crooked letter, I. Humpback, humpback, on Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans.
A biscuit, a tasket.
Take a sentimental journey with Ella and Eddie Haywood, or hop on the A train with Ella and Duke Ellington today for only $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code L77 for reduced shipping.
The moment that we met, my heart went, oops, I never will forget.
And got that old feeling when you came inside.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order Ella and Her Fellas now. Remember Ella77 to pay the amazingly low price of $17.98 and to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now that the whitetail bucks have shed their velvet and are shifting to where they will live in the fall, how do you find them? I'll share in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunter. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
As bucks shift from their summer patterns to their fall ranges, ways to find which bucks are in your area are putting trail cameras over an attractant like Big Time, over scrapes, or over a rubbing tree. Learn more about this topic and many more Check us out on DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
And now, the second act of the Vendetta Caper, a Sam Spade adventure on When Radio Was.
If a man named Barney Moffat had a hood named Joseph Kowalski as a bodyguard, and they both disappeared from Chicago at the same time, the obvious conclusion was conclusively obvious. I drove the limousine back to Christoph's estate. But as I parked the car, my headlights hit another car. There was someone getting into it. Mrs. Chandler Gosling.
Neil, what do you think you're doing?
Remember me, Sam Spade?
Oh, detective.
Yes.
What are you following me for?
What were you doing in Christoph's house? I thought he was a... wasn't a friend of yours. Or your husband.
Mr. Spade, get in, please. Let's talk.
Okay, spill it.
It's none of your business what I was doing in there. Whatever it was, I want you to forget you ever saw me.
That'll be pretty hard to do.
Would money help you?
In this case, no.
What do you care what happens to my life or Chan's or Christoph's?
Because your husband's paying me to worry.
All right. But if I were you, I'd just forget that you ever met any of us. Because this mess we're in is so bad that nothing you or anybody else can do is going to get us out of trouble.
With that, she burst out crying, and I couldn't get anything else out of her. So I let her go, and she drove off. I walked up to Christoph's house, knocked on the door, and a servant opened it. A couple of steps inside when six pairs of arms grabbed me. Some of them had fists on them. The struggle was just getting lively when Christoph appeared.
All right, let him go, let him go.
Well, I don't appreciate this kind of treatment, Christoph.
You weren't it, Sped. All right, men, take a walk.
All right. Now, what's it all about?
It was my orders if you ever showed up here again.
Why'd you soften?
I just heard about Kowalski. You manage that very well. I admire resourcefulness. How would you like to work for me?
No thanks, Moffat.
Moffat?
Barney Moffat, late of Chicago and the rackets.
So you know, huh?
Well, I wasn't sure until just now, but you cleared up the doubt.
How much do you know?
Very little. Just that you were a shady operator, but nobody's looking for you or anything.
Spade, I did a lot of things. Several years at tightrope walking with the law. But I never did anything they could jail me for.
I have an idea you're considering doing something in the near future.
What makes you say that?
Well, it's a vendetta, isn't it? Monte Christoph and Bertuccio the Steward and the Dantist Corporation. You couldn't resist the drama, could you? All from Dumas' novel. But why? Why do you want to play the Count of Monte Cristo? What did Gosden do to you to merit all this revenge?
Tomorrow. It'll be over tomorrow.
And with that, he clutched at his heart and fell forward at my feet.
You are listening to the weekly adventure of radio's most famous detective, Sam Spade. Chimes mean good times on NBC. If you've been searching for mystery on Saturday night, put away your magnifying glass and follow these clues. Dial this NBC station tomorrow evening and listen for the chimes, and then you'll be off on a perilous trip with The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. And if you've been searching for music, too, on Saturday, then Eileen Wilson is your dish as she stars in Your Hit Parade with Snooky Lanson and Raymond Scott's orchestra. Back to the Vendetta Caper, or the Revenge of Monte Christoph. Tonight's adventure with Sam Spade.
I bent over and listened to his heart. It was okay. Monte Christoph had just keeled over, apparently, from a crescendo of emotion. He blacked out. I didn't want to be held up by his henchmen, so I left the room and walked out of the house without calling anybody. I walked down the road, and good luck, there was an empty cab cruising along. At Chandler Gosden's, I found him pacing the living room in a state of physical and mental disorder. I told him what I knew.
Vendetta? Why? I never heard of him. I never did anything to the man.
Why would your wife go and see him?
I don't know.
Why don't you ask her?
Because she hasn't been home all day, and here it is, 1 o'clock in the morning, she's still isn't in.
Tell me, is there something special happening tomorrow? Christoph seemed to think that everything would be settled tomorrow.
It's our annual corporation election, just a matter of form. I'm elected president, a few other people voted into office, always the same people.
Well, then he must plan to swing the election his way, maybe put you in office.
Got a fat chance of that. I don't care how much stock he buys. Ginny owns 10%. I own 41%. That's 51%. If he bought 49% in the open market, that still wouldn't be enough. We could still outvote him.
You're sure you've got the stock in your position?
Sure. I saw it last week when I was down in the vault looking for my birth certificate. Stupid me, forgot I don't have a birth certificate.
Huh?
No, that must be Edson, my lawyer. Called and said he had something on his mind. Chandler, I have bad news for you.
It can wait.
No, no, it can't.
This is Sam Spade, Ralph Edson.
How do you do?
Spade. Now, Chan, listen to me.
All right, what's biting you?
Just this. We're liable to lose that election tomorrow.
What are you talking about? We can't.
I just found out that Monte Cristo has 59% of the voting stock in Gosden Electric.
15? He can't have it. Oh, look, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If my wife sold her stock, he could have 59, couldn't he?
He could.
Spade.
Huh?
Are you positive you saw her coming out of Kristoff's house?
I'm afraid I did.
I'm going to find her. I'm going to find her, and if she sold any of her stock to Kristoff, I'll kill her.
Stay tuned. Sam Spade will return to wrap up the Vendetta caper right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Now, back to the adventures of Sam Spade on When Radio Was.
I tried to dissuade him, but he brushed me and the lawyer aside and ran out of the house. I called the police and told them to try and find Virginia Gosden before her husband did. Then I went looking myself. The first place I tried was Monte Christoph's mansion. There were lights on, so I entered, gun in hand. I didn't have any time to dicker with servants and bodyguards. And Christoph appeared in a matter of seconds.
All right, Spade, what is it you want now?
Virginia Gosden.
She hasn't been here since the last time you saw her.
You know where she is?
I haven't any idea.
Well, if you know, tell me. Her husband's looking for her with homicide in his eyes.
Well, I can't say I'm sorry.
Well, that's a nice sentiment. She sold you her stock in the Gosden Company, didn't she?
Since you seem to know about it, yes.
Why? Is she in love with you?
I think maybe she is.
And you're in love with her?
She's a stupid, empty-headed nothing. I can't stand the sight of her. I hate her.
Now hold it now. You'll knock yourself out again.
Yes. Yes. Come over here. Take a good look at that.
Now, it's a pillow. An ordinary pillow. So?
You notice how dirty it is?
Yeah.
Notice that it isn't even stuffed with feathers? They were too good. It's stuffed with dirty cotton rags.
Well?
My father's head was lying on that pillow when he died. I've kept it ever since as a reminder of who killed him.
Who did?
A man named Elwood Gosden. A man who cheated and lied and stole everything he had in his life.
Chandler's father, huh?
Yes. My father and Elwood Gosden had a hardware store once. My father invented an electric iron. Ever heard of the Gosden iron?
Yeah.
It should have been the Moffat iron. Elwood Gosden stole the plans from my father, registered them first, and then drove my father out of business. He made a fortune out of it, and then went into other electrical appliances.
Well, things are beginning to gel now.
My father became a peddler and died poor and broke and ill. My mother died 20 years before she should have from overwork, while the Gosdens grew fat and respected on the Moffat brains.
So you started Joe Vendetta, huh?
I started it the day my father died. I set out to make one thing in this world, money. And I made it in handfuls. You can look me up. Barney Moffat, Chicago. Gambling, black markets, gun running, slave trading, anything and everything that had a big profit in it. And then I set out for San Francisco to break that cretin son of Elwood's and his whole family.
And on the way, you lost a guy named Barney Moffat.
What difference?
All right. Look, you've got money now and everything you need. Why go on with it?
I don't care anything about money. I only want to use it against them. Do you know why I had all those parties?
To buy stock from people.
Yes. Stock in the Gosden Company. I've paid twice, three times what the shares were worth. But right now, I own 59% of the Gosden Enterprises. And tomorrow morning, when the two of us meet at the stockholders' meeting, I'm going to vote him out of office and take over the company. And then, I'm going to drive it right into bankruptcy.
And you got Mrs. Gosden's stock by making her fall in love with you?
I had to. Don't let's talk about it anymore.
About Chandler Gosden, he's a man with a very short and violent temper. He might come gunning for you.
That's just what I hope he does. Ask the man at the door to show you out.
I spent most of the night trying to find Virginia Gosden with no luck. Chandler didn't return to his house, so I didn't know what he was up to. It was early the following day when I got my first report. Lieutenant Randall called me down to police headquarters.
We found her, Spade.
Dead or alive?
Oh, about halfway in between. She was shot in the chest at close range.
Huh.
Gun right up against her. But she's still living.
And what are her chances?
Well,
where'd you find her?
In a walk-up apartment on Polk Street. It was registered to her. Looked like a love nest, a place where she met a boyfriend or something. No weapon.
I see.
I figure murder attempt, her husband. We have a pickup on him right now, but so far he's vanished. Shame, fine old San Francisco family. What do you know, Sam?
Well, give me a free hand for a couple of hours, will you? Maybe I can do something for this fine old San Francisco family. I had no more idea than the police where Chandler Gosden was at the moment, but I had a good idea where he might be later in the morning. I put a call into Ralph Edson, his lawyer. The stockholders' meeting of the Gosden Company was to be held at 11 executive offices. Edson got me in, and at 5 minutes to 11, Monte Cristo walked in. There were three of us. None of us spoke. We just sat around a long, polished table, alternately what and the door. At 11:03, the door opened. Chandler Gosden stood there, rumpled, red-eyed, vicious. He had a gun.
The first man who moves is going to get a bullet. Hey,
Chandler, for heaven's sake.
Shut up, guys.
Is that the gun you tried to kill your wife with?
It's the gun, but I didn't try to kill her. She did it herself because he drove her to it.
Me?
Yeah, you, Christoph. You were meeting her in an apartment. Don't think I've been dumb.
Put the gun away and let's get down to business.
Are you kidding? I got the same gun she used on herself, and I'm going to use it on you.
Well, stop talking.
Act as if you want me to do it. All right. Edson, Spade, clear out of here.
Gosden, use your head.
I said get out of here. Now go on.
Okay, but don't take your eye off him. He's got a gun in his pocket.
Don't worry, I won't. Damn it! You were working for him. Working for him all along.
No, now listen to me. He wanted you to kill him. He doesn't care about himself. He just wanted you to be put away for murder.
Spade, this is our affair, not yours.
Now, look, both of you shut up and listen. This is a tough thing to try to settle something that's been boiling up in you, Moffat, ever since you can remember. You spent all of your grand to get back at the wrong man. It appealed to some ironical sense of yours to carry out the Monte Cristo revenge story. Now, let me ask you this. Monte Cristo and how he ruined the people who had ruined his life and how his father died heartbroken. But do you remember the end of that book?
Go on.
He found that he couldn't bring himself to revenge the wrongdoings of families on their innocent children.
That reads good in a book, but I don't feel that way.
Well, maybe you will when you hear this.
What?
This man right here that you've spent 20 years getting ready, even a Gosden.
Huh?
What?
He's an adopted son.
Mr.
Elwood Gosden adopted him from an oak on October 11th, 1906. It's to prove it this morning.
I don't believe it. I would have known.
Mr. Edson, you've always been the family lawyer. Isn't this true? It was a long chance that Edson would play along with it. But to bring it off, it needed the final clincher. Lawyer Edson looked at me, then looked at Chandler Gosden. He gulped his lips.
It's true. It's true, Chandler.
Adopted?
Your father never wanted you to know.
Chandler didn't move. He just stood there stunned. But Barney went into a chair and buried his head in his hands. Edson and I looked at each other and waited. And finally, Christoph looked up and spoke.
Start the meeting.
Mr. Edson?
I hereby declare the annual stockholders meeting of the Gosden Company open. Mr. Gosden...
I don't care what happens now. I bow to the majority stockholder.
Oh, Mr. Christopher... I beg your pardon, Mr. Moffitt. As the majority, I vote that the chairmanship of the Gosden Electrical Corporation remain as it has for the past 20 years with me.
End of report.
Oh, Sam, you were magnificent.
It was rather a stirring scene, wasn't it? I was good.
But it was superb. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Did he sign over the stock?
He did indeed.
Oh, Sam.
Hmm?
Do you think the world will ever get to a time when everybody has all he wants? And instead of trying to get more, everybody spends his time just trying to enjoy life?
No, best, Effie.
Do you really believe that, Sam?
You've got to believe something. It's better than nothing.
I have a theory, too, Sam.
Well, spout it out.
Well, if everybody in the world picks somebody else to be nice to, there'll never be any more trouble anywhere.
How do you figure that?
Well, before you can be nice to somebody, you have to think nice thoughts,
See?
And once you start thinking nice thoughts, well, you can see how silly the bad ones are.
Effie, come here. You know, I might just put you up as a candidate for a chair of philosophy at Columbia.
Oh, Sam. I know who you picked out to be nice to. Me.
True.
And I picked you. Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Join us again next week, same time, for another adventure with Sam Spade.
From March 30th, 1951, The Vendetta Caper. As I mentioned at the beginning, Stephen Dunn took over for Howard Duff as the title character after the original actor came under the scrutiny of communist-hunting lawmakers. Although dropped from that radio series, Duff was soon able to continue working in films and on television. He even starred in his own TV program in 1957-58, known as Mr. Adams and Eve, a sitcom alongside his then-wife, Can You Name Her? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the 22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Lay it off! Lay it off!
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
That's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now that the whitetail bucks have shed their velvet and are shifting to where they will live in the fall, how do you find them? I'll share in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
As bucks shift from their summer patterns to their fall ranges, ways to find which bucks are in your area are putting trail cameras over to track it like Big Time, over scrapes, or over a rubbing tree. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Howard Duff and his brief late 1950s TV sitcom known as Mr. Adams and Eve. It co-starred his then-wife, actress and director, Ida Lupino. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.